Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mike Q.
Drop on the top. You can't help walk with the face.
Speaking the things I be sitting in this. Thank you. Get out!
Get your house on, children. It's time to start.
Get out!
Get your house on, children. It's time to work.
You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer Larry Ebony and the Gulf Coast Prince Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency show here on Tons of Chops. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I want to say welcome to all the new listeners. Chat room, can you guys hear me? I just want to make sure that you guys can all hear me. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Hi, everybody. Well, shit, y'all just want to pile up on the lines and stuff because y'all just love scandals and all the rest of that hoopla. Welcome to the show. That's right. We have a special guest that will be gracing our platform this evening. And you guys know all who she, you guys all know who she is. Miss T.S. Madison will be live on the air with us tonight. But before we go into that, is a couple of things that I do want to address really quickly, like I always do. First and foremost, we lost someone within our community this morning. For those of you who know Mother Garcon from upstate New York, Kiki, a personal good friend of mine, did pass this morning, and it was very, very devastating to me, you know. And it's really sad that we lose. I don't even want to really get into detail, you know, go into a lot about it, but I send my love and blessings to the House of Garcon as well as the House of Blahnik for everything, you know, that, you know, she was a part of and what they, you know, how they allowed her to be a part of them as well. So much love and respect to them as well as Kiki's family, biological family, as well as her kids, gay kids, sisters and brothers and stuff like that. That was some devastating news that I got this morning. And as, you know, the day went on, there was so many reads and stuff going on, in the room. When, you know, when you see a lot of this stuff, it's like really, really sad. So I just want to say, you know, send a special prayer out to her and everything. I'm going to miss her a lot. I'm definitely going to miss her a lot. I'm also getting a message that Brandon Bonds in Chi-Town passed away as well. I'm not sure exactly who that was or who that is, but bless them as well. It's really sad. And all that bullshit that was going on in the fucking room today, I just want to say a little something about that as well. Y'all people who are not really involved with this shit got it all twisted, okay? And I just really wish that a lot of this stuff will come to an end, but I doubt if it will ever come to an end because that's just how we are built. It's just really sad. It's so much hatred and so much negativity within this scene, and you wonder why so many people just step away from it. But again, I'm not going to turn that into this. I'm bringing on a special guest and child. Nobody wants to hear about the bullshit that we deal with each and every fucking day, because that's what we deal with every day. On a lighter note, who the fuck watched American Horror Story Coven? Oh my God. Oh, everything, it gave me everything that I needed, and watching what the season is going to bring, I look so forward to Wednesday nights. So you guys tune in every Wednesday because we are going to give you a recap of what just took place about an hour and a half ago or so forth and so on. American Horror Story, Jessica Lange, Angela Bassett, Kathy Bates gave me every motherfucking thing. Shout out to New Orleans. Oh, my God, everything. But we will talk about that a little later. Now it's time for the madness. We have a special guest tonight. And she's not here to, you know, she's not here definitely to explain herself. She has nothing to explain and nothing to prove to any of you people, to any of us at all. She's here to tell us a little bit about herself, address any concerns, any feedback. She's here to be a part of us. She's not a ballroom participant, but this is not really a ballroom show. Wednesday nights is for our community overall. This is not the weekend recap. This show is dedicated to our whole community. And when we have someone in our community, transgender, gay, lesbian, anyone, like I've said for so long, this is our third year. And on the state of emergency, I've been saying it for the past 6 years on the radio, period. I love when us girls, any of us, actually can do anything to better themselves and to better them their life. And kudos to anyone that can do it. Because I love to see success with a person. So we're going to bring on the big dick bitch herself, Miss T.A. Madison. And to give you guys a little rundown, for the people who haven't taken the time to really even get to know her or do a little research on her, you guys could do research on people's motherfucking IDs and mug shots and when their next court dates and all that stuff goes as you're reading them. Do a little history on some of the people also that are doing positive things or just doing anything and for themselves in this lifestyle. She's a transsexual. She's one of us, one of our girls, one of the girls. Adult actress, producer, director, entrepreneur, based out of Atlanta, Georgia. She's been doing this thing since like 2003. Starting off with amateur erotic videos, numerous modeling, and adult transsexual websites and stuff. In 2004, she established her own .com business, BigDickBitch.com. She starred and independently produced and distributed her own online videos and photos. She wasn't doing it for other people. She did her own stuff. And with all that money that she made, she invested. Everything that she invested into another form, Raw Dog Entertainment, an RDE multimedia group. And in 2009, she professionally released her own online movies and adult ethnic transsexual content on DVD. Yeah, I'm reading it too, because I do my research. I read when stuff is sent over to me. It's not all about watching her on Vine, new weave, and all the rest of that stuff. Get to know the person. And I know a lot of you girls live. And then a lot of you guys are very opinionated about it. And you guys have a right to be opinionated. And that's why she's here. She's here to address anything. And just to give you that side of her. So I welcome to the floor Miss T.S. Madison. Hi, Madison. You're on the air.
Well, hi. First off, Jasmine, I would really like to thank you so much for giving me the floor. Thank you very, very much. Thank you so much.
Because, you're welcome.
You know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to, you know, communicate with me because, you know, they've already formed their opinion about me and they don't really give me an opportunity to, you know, express my side of any situation that they may, you know, run across online or something like that. And, you know, I do thank you so much for the floor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. And I appreciate you being here. And I thank you for even being here to share yourself and to share your story with us. So I give the floor to you. You're more than welcome to, you know, just tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about, you know, what brought you to, you know, where you're at. I know there's tons of questions that were coming through my screen all day, but I'll get to those. And for you people that are out there, inbox me your questions. For the people that can't get online, the lines have been full since the beginning of the show because you guys knew what was happening tonight. Try to listen from a computer because anybody can listen from a computer. But for you people that are online, you can inbox me your questions or send them through to the chat room or send them through to any of the other co-hosts like Dick Johnson, Jason, Calvin. I know that they're all on the air. They can take the questions, and I will be bringing them on shortly as well. And, you know, we'll just take it from there, and let's all keep it cute, girls. Book ahead, Madison. How are you today? How's everything with you?
Well, I'm fine, actually. I'm laying in my heart-shaped bed with my heart-shaped body watching, honey, the Coven. Just chilling at home watching the Coven. I did a little bit of work today, and I'm just chilling at home, you know. I have been sitting around, you know, really waiting on this show. Just chilling, you know. I'm sitting here reading okay. All the little stuff in the chat room. I'm looking at it like, okay, all right, okay, okay. And then I see somebody already started off, you know, with, hold on, let me see. I don't see anybody coming for Stasha and all this stuff. And, you know, I just made a statement in the room and I said, well, you know, I don't come for anybody unless they send for me. You feel me? So before we even get really deep into that, I know I posted a video on my Facebook yesterday, because, okay, you know, I'm sitting here at home chilling. I get a notification in my inbox on Facebook, and it's a video about with Stasha and this. I'm not familiar with the. I'm familiar with Stasha because Stasha and I are from the same place. We're both from Florida, so you know I'm familiar with her. I actually was a fan of Stasha. You know, I'm not gonna. You know, when I talk, I talk real. So whoever's out there listening to me or hasn't, you know, had the opportunity to see any of my YouTube videos or any of my stuff that I post, they shall see that I speak real, okay? Now, when I got the little video clip, I was like, okay, I sit over here in my world doing whatever I do to make a living, you know, for myself. And you have people that's in a totally different genre, you know, weighing in on something that they have, you know, nothing about. They have no idea or no knowledge about, you know. Okay, all of this stuff stemmed from some Vine videos that I posted on Vine. If for people that are not familiar with Vine is another social media like Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff where you're able to put little 6-second videos up where you loop around, you know, anything that you're into, whether you're into comedy, whether you want to get a positive message out, whatever it is that you're trying to put out into the social community, you know, that's what it's utilized for. Anyway, so we're sitting here looking at this stuff, and I'm like, okay, why are they, and everybody's entitled to have an opinion. Everyone on this earth is entitled to have an opinion about something. But, you know, when you are a set of people with voices, we are already divided in our community, already. We cannot get along because, just like I'm sitting here looking at this person, you know, stating that they have degrees and all of this type of stuff. And, you know, that's great. It's wonderful. All of that stuff is fine. You have no idea if I have a degree or anything. You have no idea anything about me. Before we start to read and go in on each other, we should do some research on the situation. Anyway, back to the Vine. Vine was used for me as a promotional tool for the sexually explicit things that I do for a living. It was also used for, you know, just to promote anything that I do. I'm also a very funny individual. I just was sexually, explicitly funny. I was funny. And I did a video, and it was I was sitting around the house. I had no idea that the video was going to go viral like it did. The video went out of control, okay? And it was just like, new weave. These people have been, you know, making these comments and all this shit about me, you know, everywhere, from every place. I don't care about that stuff because, like I said before, you know, I'll sit back and I watch the money pile up. That's just all I do, okay? And I'm looking at Stasha and this gentleman, I don't know, I think his name is Caesar or whatever, say I degrade the community, the trans sexual community because we looked at a certain type of way and blah, 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 all of this blah, blah, blah ass stuff that they're saying, and, you know, they have no idea that it's tons of sexually explicit shit on that. There are butch queens on their fucking, there's fish on their fucking, there's people that are fucking and doing all type of stuff. There's people riding down the road sticking their ass out the window, you know, shitting on a car. And it's just like, everybody in my community is attacking me because of something, you know, that I've been doing that they have no idea about. They have no idea about this. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, sometimes when you're pushed into a corner, you are just like exhausted with people attacking you for ignorance, you know, for their ignorance. Like, I only lash back. And it was nothing to Stasha because, quiet as it's kept, Stasha and I had a long conversation last night. Stasha reached out to someone to reach out to me. And Stasha and I had an hour and a half conversation last night. You understand what I'm saying? And she told me that it was not, you know, she was not trying to say that I degraded the community on a way of her making me look bad, because she couldn't. None of those people can make me look bad. None of them. She just was telling me that, you know, her opinion, and that's all it was. You know, my quarrel was with the gentleman because, okay, he knows that she is a voice in the community. Okay, he knows that, just like I'm a voice in this community that I'm in. Why would you try to take your personal feelings and pit two girls against each other? Like, why would you do that? I've never said anything derogatory about Stasha, about any girl that's doing their thing. And I got a little flack because I'm defending myself. Like, am I not allowed to defend myself?
You have a right to defend yourself.
Am I not?
I understand. And kudos to Stasha for contacting you and reaching out. You know, she's well respected within our community. And I'm, you know, very glad that, you know, us girls, we have to stick together. And sometimes we have to squash things on our own. So shout out to Stasha for, you know, handling stuff directly.
Yes, she did. She did contact me directly. You understand what I'm saying? And that made me gain, you know, extra respect for, you know, a person's character, because, you know, if you feel like that you've wronged an individual, it's nothing wrong with you reaching out, you know, telling them that you're sorry. But, you know, a lot of us make judgments and assumptions without knowing, you know, who or what we're talking about. Like, you know, I don't knock anybody's hustle. Yeah, on my video I talked about stunt girls and I talked about crafting and all that. Hey, if that's the way it is that you got to get your money, you know what I'm saying? But you have to sweep around your own front door first before you try to point the fingers and talk about what's degrading and demeaning to the community. Okay, so you do these things and now you're a Christian or you got clothes on and you sucking dick, so now you're not nasty to a straight person. As long as we are here on this earth in the eyes of a heterosexual individual, we are never going to be respected, because we are men. We're having men on men sex. Men on men sex. Two dicks. We are under the doctrine of Adam and motherfucking Steve. We're not under the doctrine of Adam and Eve. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't fight for anybody else's respect and all that. You just got to do you. Do you,
mm-hmm.
and let me do me.
Mhm. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, I did give them a little breakdown of your history and stuff in the beginning, but like with Vine and with social media, because you've been doing this for a very long time, even before the social media has taken off like it has within the past couple of years, has social media really helped elevate your career and things of that sort?
Yes, social media has. And contrary to what anybody may write or feel about, you know, what it is that I do, that new weave and she got a dick and all of that stuff is, you have no idea. HBO contacted me. And, you know, I wasn't even going to release this information, but HBO contacted me, and I'm about to be doing some big shit. And all in the name of me standing there cutting the fool. And it drawed somebody to my work. It drawed them to
mm-hmm.
my work, to everything about me. So, you
well,
know.
Congratulations
yeah.
on that as well. Yes. Well, one thing I will say personally, on a personal level, I really didn't know Vine was that, you know, was really like that. You know, I didn't even know I knew that there was a battle between Vine and Instagram, but I was more into Instagram because I like pictures and things of that sort. But I didn't know Vine was really all like that. I didn't know they were showing all that stuff on there. And when I started seeing your videos and stuff, I laughed. I kiki because I don't knock anyone's hustle.
That
and I laughed
funny.
And I kiki.
Shit, it was a kiki. Shit, when I go back and look at it now and I die laughing at that shit. It was funny. It was extremely funny. It was entertainment.
But see, that's what people have to do. When you make your name known out there and you keep your name ringing other people's ears, and that's how you do it. You know, that's how you do it. So, and I know a lot of the girls, because it comes through the chat room, it comes through our group all the time. They all love it. They laugh at it. They kiki at it. They're always posting it. Every time you have a new one, it's like a new video came out. Like Michael Jackson just released a new video. Like, everybody's clicking on it and watching it a million times. And I mean, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, you got a new one. Look, come on, let's watch it. It's a new one. You know, so, I mean, you grasped their attention, and that's exactly what the goal was, and that's exactly what you did. So no one can knock you for that.
Everything that I set out to do, I accomplished it. You know, contrary to whatever anybody may post or say or whatever, like, I did what I needed to do, and that's all that matters to me. I did what I needed to do for me, and that's what matters. If anybody has a problem with what I do, close your eyes. Turn the other way. That's it. We worry too much about each other's house. Do your own shit. It's just that simple.
Well, within the ballroom scene, I noticed a lot of things that you've said, especially when you vented on your videos and stuff. And I know that you don't really, you know, come from the ballroom scene itself, but a lot of things that you've said, hit home within the ballroom scene itself, like, you know, a lot of the hatred among each other, a lot of, you know, the people, we're fighting a war with each other more than the people out there and stuff. Is that something that you face within your circle, your gay community as well? Like, I don't think you're from, like, the pageant scene. You're not from the pageant scene either, right?
No, I'm not.
So do you deal with a lot of hatred among your, you know, peers, the people that you grew up with, or the people you looked up to as well in the community?
Well, when I first started, you know, making money, yes, I did. I got hate from my own people. But after a while, you know, I'm not going to say it was hate. I think people don't understand when they see you elevating from one standpoint to another, and they feel like that they were supposed to be in the spot that you are, because they feel that either they're more attractive than you, or they have more to offer to someone than you do, you know. So of course that's just a way of life. But after a while, people do come around. If they were a part of your circle, they do come around and say, you know what, I can't knock this girl hustle. I cannot knock the hustle, because it's all about survival. This person is trying to survive, you know. You got to pat people on the back for getting to a place that, you know, that they want to be in life, wherever it is that they want to be. You know, if they got there before you, you have to start patting people on the back. You can't have your nuts crossed on nobody, because you won't ever get anything, ever.
Gotcha.
You know, Let me ask you. No matter what genre of stuff we're in, we all face that.
Let me ask you a question. As an adult entertainer, and the things that you've done in your life with your career and stuff, how has that affected your personal life, you know, as far as, let's say, family or dating or anything like that?
Well, I will say this. When you put yourself in a position to be in any type of adult entertainment business, you stand to lose your personal life. Your personal life is what you sacrifice, because, you know, a lot of people can't handle either you being an escort or a porn star or whatever. You know, they cannot handle that, because you get the outside society, you know, judging them for being with you. So the biggest thing that I would say that I sacrificed was my personal life. Like, my personal life went on the fringe of that. Like, hey, people, the basis is you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, right? Can't do that. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a person that has tough skin has to get in and just say, all right, cool, you know, I'm going to do this and put a time frame on it. Oh, I'm going to do this for a specific amount of time, and I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to, you know, try to better myself in anything that I do. See, with me, I was given lemons. I just turned it into lemonade. That's what I did.
Gotcha. I gotcha. All right. I'm going to bring on some of the co-hosts because, well, not really co-hosts, but, you know, our cast members from our different nights and stuff. I just get three of them on the line. I'm not sure who these other numbers are, though. So I'm going to bring them on in a moment as well. But I'm going to let them first come on the line to speak with you. And then we'll maybe take some callers and just take it from there. So the first one, again, and nope, I'm picking in the order that they called in. Calvin, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi,
T.S. Madison.
Hi, T.S. Madison.
Hi, Calvin. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm sorry. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. I can't complain. I don't think Jasmine can complain either.
Well, I mean, I
Calvin,
love you.
Calvin, you watch American Horror Story.
Girl, you know I did.
Sickening.
Girl, you know I did. I was all
sickening.
Up in that. And Gabby, bitch, Gabby as a voodoo doll, yes, God, that's a girl. She turned it out. I loved it.
We're going to talk about that a little later. But I'm going to bring Jason on. Jason, you're on the air.
Hello. How's everyone this evening?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm fine. Before we go any further, I need to clear something up. Last night there was a lot of stuff going on, and I don't want you to take what was said because I was aware that you were listening. I don't want you to take it as a personal, and I already know that you don't because you've already made it clear that you don't give a fuck. I have my opinions, and you have your opinions, and I'm the type of person that I can agree to disagree, and I respect everyone. There were things that were said, and there were things that were taken out of content that were not meant to offend or disrespect you in any way. So if they were taken that way, I personally want to apologize for that. But again, we've already established that people will have their own opinions.
Right, and I respect that. I respect people's opinion. However, you know, I don't cross over into the ballroom stuff. I don't cross over into the pageantry stuff. You know, stating my opinion on individuals. You know, hey, I have a big following. So that stuff that everyone else does is irrelevant to me. Like, I'm only in this stuff for the financial gain. That's it.
Right.
You know, that's all. And I respect everyone for what they do. Just like I said, whether they do crafts, whether they do pageant shows, whether they do porn, if you have to do what you need to do to survive, that's what you have to do. You know?
Okay.
But I just don't like the fact. I think a lot of people are used to the ballroom stuff where they pit girls against each other. And I don't like when BQs, butch queens, sometimes try to put girls against each other. Like, I just don't like that. Like, Stassi is an icon. She's an icon in her field, and I'm an icon in mine. Like,
exactly.
And I just don't see why you would try to make her, you know, because they were looking for her to say, like, oh, God, she's disgusting, she's fat, she's nasty, she's unattractive, she's not real. They were looking for her to say these things, you know what I'm saying, about me, but the way she answered the question, you know, she put her head down, and she gave her honest opinion about the situation, and I respected that.
Right.
And I was not going to respond, really, to the video, because I don't give two fucks about that shit. Like, I make a lot of money, so I don't care what anybody's views and opinions of me are. But when you are backed into a corner by people that you call your sisters and your peers or friends, and they just ration at you. You're like, bitch, hold up. Bitch, suck my ass. Suck my dick. Bitch, you can't fuck with me on no level. Like, bitch, I can pull my checkbook out and buy your regalian. Bitch, don't come for me, darling. It ain't come from no craft, no social security number. It came from hard dick that I put on a motherfucking box cover and sold.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right, Dick Johnson, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, child. You're on the air.
Hey, Auntie, what's good?
This is Dick Johnson?
This is him,
yes.
Flush.
Oh, my goodness, what a name, Dick Johnson. That's, I'm going to use that in one of my next skits, Dick Johnson.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, yeah. as far as me goes or whatever, I'm overwhelmed with joy just to have you in our presence or whatever. You know, I love you down, love you to death. You know, you're part of the bloodline. So, you know, there's not really much that I want to ask of you, you know, because I pretty much know my history. But I do have a question from someone who has an abundance of, like, great, great questions or whatever, and I'll start with one. And his name is Senior Deacon. He wants to know, what do you think about the Illuminati?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't really believe in the Illuminati like that. Like, I think we feed too much into that shit. We feed too much in that. I don't believe in that crap. Like, you sell your soul for what? How can you sell your soul? You don't own your soul. You don't own that. God gave you, God put you in your body, baby. You don't own your soul. You can't sell it to anybody. It ain't for sale.
I'll give you one more question for right now. And another question is, what does it take to be successful in the professional in the adult entertainment business?
Well, what it takes to be professional in the adult entertainment business is you have to come in the game, and you cannot be a face for someone else's brand. You have to brand yourself so that when you are 50 years old and you have fucked America, you can see the potential off of every dick that you have sucked in the name of ooh and ah on the video tape. So my suggestion to girls is when you come out, what you should try to do is build your own brand. Like, build your name. Make your name stand out amongst everybody else. Like, put your name in head pipes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I have a couple of callers I'm going to go to really quickly. If you guys are on the phone lines and have any questions or just want to give her a shout-out, you're more than welcome to come on and do so. The first caller is 347, and somebody has noise in their background, so please mute your phone. It's one of the three that I just brought on. I'm not sure who it is. But if somebody's in your background and you have a TV on, please mute your phone. 347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Versace. Hey, Madison.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, boo?
Fine. This is Brian from Atlanta, Miss Brian girl.
Hey, how you doing?
You know who this is.
What's the tea?
How you been, baby? Nothing.
Well,
I live in New York now, just seeing your videos. I laugh. I see you still doing your thing.
Yeah.
And I commend you. And like I said, like I told you years ago, bitch, sometimes you have to separate yourself from these ugly-ass faggots that don't mean you shit and don't mean you no good. But I see, like I said before, you're doing very well. And keep your head up and continue doing your thing, girl.
Listen, and while you in New York City, you go over there to that store off of 32nd and you tell them to call me, because they owe me a motherfucking check, and let them know I will land in New York City and burn their store down. They owe me a check.
You're talking
about
the one by the Port Authority, right?
Oh, yes. You know they got my video stacked in there.
Yes,
I'm coming to town, bitch, dressed in all black with my motherfucking.
Well, you're more than welcome. When you come, ring my phone. Ring my phone, and you're more than welcome to come over, girl.
Of course, honey.
But no,
yes.
I'm
Thank
enjoying
you.
The show. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Jason. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
and
Brian.
How you watching doing? And listening. And like I said, Madison, keep doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, because I'm reading a lot of stuff in this room, honey. This person is at me. Bless her heart.
Jasmine, can I ask her a question?
Woo. Hold on. Let me get to the callers first. Y'all take your time in 1 second. Who wants to ask her a question?
Calvin.
Okay, go ahead, Calvin. I'm sorry.
T.S., well, Miss Madison, excuse me.
Yes.
I have a question for you. A lot of the girls want to know, do you think Caesar was the one that was actually throwing shade at you instead of Sasha? Because,
yes,
you know.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he tries it a lot with a lot of things, and people are noticing
that. Yes, I do think that because, okay, why? I just don't like the fact why would you try to make an – this girl is a, this is an icon of what she does. Why would you try to make this girl say something? Because this is what you wanted. You wanted her to be like, oh, girl, she look a mess. Because when Sasha dropped her head, she was like, oh. She didn't really want to answer the question. And when she and I talked last night, she was like, okay, well, I didn't really want to get into that because she said she was hungover from the night before they had a good time or blah, blah, blah. And I just felt like, hey, you say it. You say it. Don't try to make this girl say this stuff. Like, stop putting girls against each other. You say the shit.
Well, I'm going to – anybody who want to contact Caesar, and Caesar's more than welcome to come on the show. Caesar knows how to handle himself. But I will say this, not in his defense because I'm not speaking for him. He can speak for himself. But maybe – I'm just using this as a – not opinion, but just throwing this out there. Maybe because, you know, Stasha is a figure in our scene, and there are a lot of younger girls that do look up to her, so forth and so on. Maybe he was asking her – in a way to just get her opinion on some of the things that we are seeing through social media, not just with you, but everything that we're seeing as far as the girls go, you know, a lot of the people that we're losing, a lot of the bashing and things of that sort. So, again, I'm not defending him, but I'm just saying maybe he was just really trying to get her opinion on it. It could have been Caddy. Again, you know, it's not
it was
the first
Caddy.
Time other people have,
it was. It
have
was
done
Caddy.
It. Yeah.
It was. There's no
it could have been.
There's no way around it. It was Caddy. It was totally Caddy.
Yeah.
I got you.
But then
Auntie,
you got to get into it, though. You didn't really get into it, what he said when he asked that. He said, well, I watched it about 50 or 60 times, so, you know.
He said 60 times. Yeah, he did say it.
Yeah.
So he should have elaborated on the situation.
Right.
But he came in the door talking about vulgar. I just don't understand vulgar people and vulgar. Like, everybody's not the same. We don't live in a world, bitch. We black, white, Asian. We everything here. We not the same. There are some people that have bigger personalities than others. That's just what's up. You know?
If he watched your video 50 or 60 times, I think he owe you a fee.
Exactly.
Hey, let me tell you something. You never know what person has my video in a motherfucking in a DVD player or has a subscription to my website or owns any of my paraphernalia. You never know. You never know. So, you know, with that being said, shit, who knows? I got a big ass dick. I'm a fat bitch with a big dick, and a hoe can never ever in their life say that I don't look like fish.
Yes,
okay?
Bitch.
I have all types of imperfections with me. I never sit around here and act like that I'm shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle and I'm sickening and all of this stuff. But at the end of the day, I accept every flaw, everything that comes along with me, and I capitalize on everything that I do. Everything.
We have another caller, 404-839. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, everyone. What's great?
What's good?
Hey,
hello. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I was going to say, this is the Trent Armstrong. I'm one of your biggest fans. And
oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a fan of yours from 1 year since last September. I'm like, wow, I'm amazed right now. Yeah, I think this is real, you know.
Okay, tell me what you like. What you like about it?
I like about it, you know, your movies.
Yeah, actually, I've seen you one time to tell you that you're a great, classy, beautiful woman who is ambitious.
Well,
and
you got to be careful how you throw classy around on this line, because these hoes that don't see classy and nothing, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. But I thank you so much for being a fan. Thank you very much.
No problem. You know,
thank
and
you.
you know, showing some love, you know, because I'm from Detroit, Michigan, you know, showing some love.
Okay, you're from the D.
Seven Mile Telegraph.
Well, listen, if you go into a Blue Moon Video on 8 Mile Road, they got a few of my new releases in there. Yeah, Blue Moon Video on 8 Mile Road.
Wow, that's a good question. How is your Detroit experience?
How is my Detroit experience, you said?
Yes.
Well, I mean, am I able to talk about that on the show? This is not a sick show.
This is an unfiltered show. It's an unfiltered show, Madison. Go ahead and talk about it, girl.
I'm quite sure any of the girls out there can agree with me, honey, that if they've had a D, coming from a D experience, it was was nice.
Nice, all right. That's pretty dope, though, you know.
It was nice. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so enough of that. Colin, thank you so much for calling in. We are not turning it into that. For those of you that are saying the lines are full and all that stuff, Madison and her team have been promoting the show as well on Twitter and their media outlets. So, yes, she is going to have fans out there that are tuned into the show as well. So you may hear a different type of audience tonight calling in because they will use this outlet to be able to speak with her one-on-one. So stop
hating. Yes, darling, because I am sexual royalty, and I'm not available for everybody.
That's right, child. I know that's right. We have another caller, 202. Oh, my God. Bishop, you're on the air, child.
What's up, Madison? This is Bishop.
Hey.
You remind me of my brother Ridiculous so motherfucking much it don't make sense.
Old dick? You talking about Ridiculous with that big old giant dick?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Tell him to call me. We could do some great business together. I would love to put a line of DVDs out with him on it. I would love to do that.
Y'all both got the same type of attitude, I don't give a fuck attitude.
Yeah.
I got two questions for you. I'm not going to, you know, wrap
Let's
y'all
do it.
Up.
Let's
I was the. My name is Senior Deacon.
Okay.
First of all, my other question compared to the Illuminati question was, do you ever think at one time in your life while you were, you know, when you got into this entertainment, adult entertainment company business, did you ever think you sold your soul to the devil? By the way, I used to be an exotic entertainer. That's why Ridiculous is my brother.
Well, if you want me to be totally honest, then that's all I can be. I don't think that, like I said earlier, that you can sell your soul to the devil. However, when you indulge in anything that takes you away from, if we're going to keep it technical here, from the book.
Okay.
And you idolize it like a god. I wouldn't say you sell yourself to the devil, but I would say it takes your mind frame off of the creator. It takes your mind frame off the creator because you are more so focused on how you're going to be the best, how you're going to make all the money, how you're going to soak up every dime in the situation, and you do become a slave to your work, because sometimes I do feel like that I am a slave to my work. However, you know, when you are able to realize things in your life and you're able to turn away from, you know, certain things, you win the victory over shit like that. Like, you know, I don't plan on being in the adult entertainment business forever. I plan on owning everything that I've done and getting paid from it. I plan on doing that. But so many doors of opportunity have opened up for me because people see me for the crazy shit that I do. They see me for how I get out there and hustle and brand myself. They see how I let people say shit and sometimes it roll off my back or the way I may address an issue like, fuck you, motherfucker, kiss my ass, suck my dick, and keep on, you know, raking up the cash. They see that. Like, people are drawn to real people. And I'm about to be, you know, I'm about to step to the side with this stuff. So, shit, I'm just soaking it up right now.
My last question is the government shutdown affecting your clientele, and how many furlough workers that are fans of yours can afford your escort rates or your videos or your bookings from state to state?
Wait a minute.
Is it affecting your
now.
Pockets?
Hold on.
Yeah, she never said she was an escort. Yeah, she never said she was an escort.
Well, no, you know, escort can be an escort. Don't have to be a prostitute. You guys don't understand. Some people, this can be some generous people out there that just need company with them, like older men that see her videos, see her. They just want that type of company.
Bishop, what she said when she came on here. She works in the adult entertainment industry. She owns her own business. She sells a fantasy. So if you want a fantasy from her, then you go and purchase it.
He asked me with the government, you know, shut down. He asked me basically about me escorting. Well, let me address that. I don't escort. You get what I'm saying? Now, if there's a gentleman that has a substantial amount of money, a celebrity, or a motherfucking balling ass nigga, yeah, I might, you know, see him for a few dollars. But, you know, what I sell is video. I sell video. I produce meat, fish. You understand what I'm saying?
And from what I see, you putting other people on the market also. She is looking out for a lot of people. She's putting a lot of people on the market.
And yes, for the individual that's running in the room, yes, I pay taxes.
Yeah, she has Kimmy on the market. Kimmy's the best one of good friends of mine.
Every single year because I am incorporated, so therefore I have to pay taxes. Yes. Yes, God, I do.
Okay, Bishop. My lawyer
is Laura French. That's my attorney, Laura French. Look her up.
Oh, no, I heard about her already. I already know
Bishop,
exactly who you're talking about.
Bishop, thank you so much, sweetie. And those were some good questions. Thank you for coming on. And for anyone else that has any questions for her, please call in and press 1. And for all the people that have so many comments that I'm watching, y'all know I'm watching y'all. For all y'all that have comments and stuff, stop sidebarring and call in and ask your questions. Y'all need to stop that, for real. Y'all know I don't like that. The next caller is 323.
I have a question. Okay, go ahead.
Who's that?
That was Dick Johnson.
Let me get to the next caller, and then I'm going to come back to y'all. You know, give everybody a chance. Hold on. 323-828, you're on the air.
Mommy.
Hi. Hi, how are you, darling? You are so beautiful. I could see you over there, sitting up there with your light skin, honey, looking like a white woman.
On my red couch. No, I had a question. I wanted to know, how do you feel about Caesar? The ballroom throwbacks guy, Caesar, and his double standards he seems to have in regards to girls like Amaya and things like that. Whenever he goes and says that it's degrading to the TS community, which he's not even a TS, mind you, but he says it's degrading to the TS community when you go on Vine and you pull your dick out and you make these videos, you know, look at my dick, new weave, 22 inches, dick everywhere, blah, blah, blah. But then, or, you know, the fact that, you know, you might post your boy pictures up or other girls might post their boy pictures up, and he says that's late and that's degrading. But then in the same breath, he goes and says that Amaya can do it because it's part of her brand, yet you can't have a brand when you don't have a talent. And this ain't no shade to Amaya, but what does she do? She don't really do nothing. So how do you have a brand? Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm asking you?
Well, I understand what you're asking me, and see, this is the same way that, and I'm going to answer this question the way I would like the question to have been answered when someone asked me about Sasha about me. I don't know Amaya like that. I see Amaya doing stuff, and I see she's very beautiful. I see her talking about her T-shirts and the hair and stuff like that, and I tip my fuqua off to her for whatever endeavors it is that she's doing because she has to eat, okay? That's number one. Number two, Caesar is just like any other butch queen or girl that has their favorite person that they don't see that does any wrong. So it's cool for my Judy to do it, but everybody else is a mess. That's just the way it is with him, to answer that question. My Judy can do it, but you can't. My Judy is sickening, but you're not. You know, that's just the way the gay community rolls.
So you feel like that's basically what he was saying in the interview the other day, that, you know.
What he was saying is that my Judy can do it, but nobody else can, in a nutshell. Judy can do it, but you can't. You, T.S. Madison, you can't do that. You, girl, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
So if you were at, like, if he were to call into the show, or if you were to, like, bump into him, like, what would you like to say to him in regards to just the way the shady nature that he set that interview up to make you look late, and, you know, just you know, the late tackiness that I feel he exhibited in that interview with Sasha? What would you say if you had a chance to say it?
I would say, hello, how are you? You haven't had the opportunity to meet me personally, but I'm Madison. Do you have to Google me? That's what I would say. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I can't go around trying to change anyone's opinion or view of me. That's however he views me, that's how he views me. That's what's up. If you don't take the time to get to know an individual and you've already made an assumption about him, that's how you feel. I don't give a fuck about Caesar and how he feels or whatever. I don't care about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's his business, you know. That's him. Okay,
those are my questions.
Hold on, y'all.
Thank
who
you,
in the chat room said, wait a minute, Brandon. Who in the chat room said that I said that Sasha, that homegirl Amaya ain't have no talent? Did I want y'all, you see how people are, see how queens are? did I want say anything against Amaya? One time.
Not at all, honey. Caller 323-828, did you say Amaya didn't have no talent?
I did.
Then there goes your answer, chat room. Stop pointing the finger at her. Y'all are so fierce sometimes.
I said that she has no talent to have any type of brand, because to have a brand, it's like he says, oh, well, you know, these other girls, when they do, you know, A, B, and C, it's degrading to the transgender community. First of all, you're not a transgendered person, so how do you know what's degrading to the transgender community? You're not even a tranny. I mean, a transgendered person. You're not a trans man. You're not a trans woman. How can you speak for a community that you're not a part of, first of all? And then secondly, you know, you want to sit here and say, oh, well, if a trans girl is doing A, B, and C, it's degrading because you shouldn't do that. But if Amaya does it, I understand it because it's part of her brand. Okay, well, what does she do? Does she do makeup? Does she sell hair? Does she distribute hair? What does she do? Like, why? She's sort of like Kim Kardashian. Like, why? And this is no shade to Amaya. Because you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, for you to be branded, what do you do to be branded? What does she do? I don't think she does anything. Now, if she does, somebody just let me know. But what does she do?
Actually, I'll cut in on that. Amaya does. She works for her company, and any of the hair that you see her with is from the company that she works for. Most times when a lot of the hair magazines are out or whatever, they need models and stuff like that, you can request her. She gets bookings that way.
She also does other things with another model company or whatever that's coming out, and she also has something coming out on TV as well or whatever.
Okay, so that answers my question. I don't want to make this all about Amaya, but, you know.
Right, and like I said, it's a brand, and it's not to give her any accolades or anything like that. It's just a brand. You know,
yeah.
she is branding herself, but does that make her any
money?
It does not.
You
and
know,
that's
for
big
him,
up to
for
Amaya
him to sit
for that.
There and
like,
say,
that's
for
great,
him to sit there and say,
for her.
Yeah, you know, that's great. But, you know, like I said, for him to say, oh, well, you know, if Simpress does this or if Sasha does this or if Madison does this, that's late and that's tired and it's degrading. But my friend, my good Judy over here can do it because it's her brand. That's late, Caesar. And when I watch that interview, as soon as I start watching it, as soon as he started setting up those questions for Sasha, I was over the interview anyway because I don't even – when Ballroom Throwbacks be posting shit, I don't even watch it because Caesar is tired. And so whenever – I just watched it just to see what Sasha was going to say because I like Sasha. So when I saw he was setting up the questions, I'm like, this is late. Then I was like, well, let me see how Sasha reacts to this. And then you can see Sasha didn't even want to say shit. Like, she knew it was late. So, Caesar, you're tired because you're sitting over there being messy. You're trying to read girls that don't even think about you, and you're sitting over there reading. Like, you're watching somebody's Vine video 60 times. 60 times, Caesar? You got to watch a Vine video, a six-second video 60 times. You can't even sit up and say what you feel about it. You got to set up Sasha so that she can be the voice for what you want to say. He's trying to egg her on, and, you know, he says, well, what do you think about this? Oh, well, I feel like this. Well, you didn't think it was this? You didn't think it was vulgar? You didn't think it was that? No, bitch. She just told you what she felt. Why are you trying
to
egg it on?
Honestly, you know what? I didn't even see all that. Like, I didn't even watch the video. I didn't know it went down like that.
Yeah. It was real late. It was tired.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what?
While
we on the topic of Caesar, I want to ask
Dick,
a question.
Hold on a second, Dick. Everybody's reading you, Dick. Calm down, Dick. Brandon, thank you so much. I think that was your name, Brandon, or whatever. Thank you so much. I want to say something. I don't want this show to be. I don't want anyone to think that this show is about Madison coming on to address and attack Caesar. That has nothing to do with it because I was reaching out to Madison. Like I told you guys last week, I wanted to do things about transgenders in the industry out there. So this was all before this weekend even started.
Right.
Okay, and I also want to say, give a shout out to Dick Johnson, who was able to do the legwork to get Madison to be on the show tonight. So this was all something that took place prior to what even happened this weekend. If you don't believe me, I don't give a fuck if you don't believe me, go listen to the fucking archives, because I told y'all that last week. The second thing is, and please, I would love if me and Caesar had a long talk today earlier about other issues that were addressed that you guys got mixed up with that included that video, but it had to do something else with Sex Siren and something that Sasha felt about the Sex Siren girls and what Sex Sirens does she see. And a whole big mess and hoopla was blown out of proportion over that. And y'all all thought it had to do with Madison, and it had nothing to do with Madison. It had to do with the comment that Sasha made about who she sees as far as Sex Siren goes. That's what all the arguing and stuff was about today with Dick and Sanaya and Caesar and all the rest of that stuff. So y'all got all that twisted as well. So I would like, if Caesar can come on and talk to Madison, because Caesar has a voice, Caesar is an important figure in our community for the ones that see him or not, because he does take time to give you these videos out there. So please reach out to him because Madison is here and she can answer any questions or address any issues. She's not holding anything back that anybody may have towards that one comment or that one interview, but she's not here just to talk about that. She's here to talk about anything and everything. So keep that in mind.
Ms. Madison,
the next caller is. Go ahead, Dick.
Oh, this is Calvin.
Hey. I'm sorry, Calvin.
Go ahead.
And then Dick can ask a question. Go ahead, Calvin.
Okay, Ms. Madison, I just wanted to ask you,
Not even worried about what had happened or whatever, I just have a relevant question for you. Have you ever done porn with a woman or want to do one with a woman?
No, I'm not sexually attracted to a woman.
Okay.
So, and that's the main reason why I don't want to work for, I've made my own company because, you know, when you start working for adult companies, they try to pair you with stuff that they think is going to super sell. And you have to have a drawing point in anything that you do. And I respect women. I admire women, but I'm not sexually attracted to a woman.
Even if the coins was right?
Baby, if you all knew the revenue.
Okay.
That
well, since we're talking about coins.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about coins, this came across, you know, the screen a couple of times. They want to know how much you make a year if you're willing to divulge.
Well, it varies. I mean, my lowest year, just from you know, my website alone, just my website, I've made over $200,000.
Mm.
Over $200,000 just from my website. You know, that has nothing to do with video and other stuff that I own. That has nothing to do with that, you know. But that's my lowest year.
Okay. Now, I guess in the words of what you're pretty much trying to say is you're a very rich bitch, right?
Well, let's just say I would say I'm more wealthy than rich because at the end of the, you know, riches go overnight. When you're wealthy, you have checks coming in. You have checks coming in, darling, while you're in your bed sleeping. Like, while we're doing this blog talk, honey, I am I'm actually clocking change as we speak.
Yes,
and God. For them passing that video around about new weave and my dick flopping everywhere, please believe. I want you to know that when that shit dropped, I was definitely sitting comfortably off that.
Okay, and one more question, once again, off the record. Well, you know, how big is said dick?
Well, I don't. It all depends on how hard somebody get me. Now, if I'm really want you, oh, that dick may need to be about 10 points something.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I cannot.
What about a listener also want to know, what about flaccid? How big is it, flaccid?
I don't know. Somebody would have to come measure that sauce.
God, I live.
Somebody.
All right, Calvin,
somebody
honey. All right, Calvin.
I'm done.
Let's
I'm
leave
done.
Room
I'm
for
done.
Other people. Go ahead, Dick, with your question. I can't with all the Dick names and Dick topics. Come on, Dick.
I wanted to know, since you have accumulated so much money and, you know, you live very well or whatever, where are the places that you vacation so far? Where are the places you've enjoyed outside of America or, you know, what have you
I've
done?
I've been in Honduras, Belize, Mexico, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. Like, I've been everywhere. And this year I was going to go to Europe for my birthday, but things have changed, and I got some venues coming up, so I had to rearrange that to the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah, my birthday is going to be in about, what's after 12? In 12 days. 12 days.
And I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that you would cut the prize piece off and become totally?
No.
Keeping up?
No.
Okay.
This is 2013, sweetie. If you cut off your dick, honey, why? Do you know that men? I'm glad you asked me that. Because I need the floor for about 2 minutes. People should be thanking me now that I'm breaking the barrier for men to elevate from the lowest crevices of the closet and come out and say, you know what, I like chicks with dicks. I like transsexuals. I openly like trans girls. They should be applauding me for doing this stuff. Yeah, I say this stuff all the time. I say this stuff all the time that I'm not a part of the community or whatever, and fuck the community. But you know what? I have to stand back and look at, you know what, man? I say, yes, you are. You are. Because you have broken a lot of stigma around the African-American male, because a lot of people hit me and say, oh, my God, how you get these thug trade to be in your video? It's because the lust and the craving for a trans girl has become so on the rise. They should be thanking me for these men coming out and actually wanting to experience the girls. You know, hey, they may not be my husband or X, Y, and Z, but they may come out and say, hey, I actually want to date a transsexual openly. You know what I'm saying? I may openly want to be with a transgender. Like, I'm looking at these videos. This fat bitch look like a woman. She got a dick. She got ass. She got titties or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really might want to fuck with a girl, a tranny. Like, they should be thanking me for this. I'm sorry.
So I want to ask a couple of questions about that alone. For all the butch queens that are out there, a lot of you guys are not going to understand it because you really don't understand the lifestyle that a transgender woman has to go through or what they live each day. Now, as we all know, there are a lot of men, straight men, heterosexual men, that do love to be with a transgender woman. That's mm-hmm. where the money is at, in all honesty. That's why a lot of girls continue to stick to that lifestyle for a career doing the things that they do.
Right.
But I want to ask you, Madison, what do you say to the girls out there that are doing it as a hustle? And do you think that or have not really a suggestion, but anything that you want to say, especially to the young girls that feel like, I don't know anything else. I'm a transgender woman. I can't go out there and get a real job. I need to continue to, you know, try to make money to live my life as a woman, to enhance myself as a woman. So the only thing I know how to do is escort or prostitute. What do you say to that younger generation out there? Do you have any suggestions for them that they can do anything else better for themselves?
Well, yes, because I'm about to be 37 years old. Oh, queen. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm from the 90s era when it was harder for you to be a trans girl. It was harder back then. So things are changing now. A lot of girls are getting into the escorting situation because they want quick money. But I would suggest to any girl to go to school, to learn what you can learn. And if you happen to fall into the escorting business, do what you need to do and move forward. Do what you need to do to make your living, to survive, but don't try to get stuck in that. Don't be stuck in that. You know, there's other things that you can do. Like I said earlier in the situation, life may give you lemons, but you have to make them into lemonade. Everybody isn't fortunate enough to go to college and, you know, get degrees, and, you know, everybody may not be that fortunate, like, and that's cool. We shouldn't put each other down for that. Some of us aren't embraced by our families. Some of us have been put out on the streets, you understand, where they can't, you know, just go to school or they can't get a job because they're trying to survive. Do what it is that you need to do. If escorting is what you need to do to survive and move forward, get in it. Get what you can get and get out.
Okay.
And get out.
And that's a good
answer. I have a question that goes like right with that. When you in your business, and there's a lot of other girls that are, you know, doing the same thing that you do as far as the adult entertainment industry. Not necessarily meaning that they're making the same thing you're making or making less than you're making, but what do you consider some of the things that the girls in the industry are doing that you would consider economy fucker uppers?
Well, running specials. Why would you sell your goods? You're a chick with a dick. Why would you be selling your goods for $40? Why? Just like somebody put in the room, it's a fucking fetish. Why would you sell a fetish for something low as $40? Why would you do that? I don't understand that. and they've ran the they have ran the escorting business into the ground. And I saw this 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was telling people, hey, y'all better jump on, y'all better try to come up under my umbrella, y'all better fuck with me, and try to get some websites and stuff to go on, and let me manage that. At least you'll be making money. You know what I'm saying? When you stop doing this shit, you'll still be collecting coin off of this stuff instead of, you know, running $120. This is when it was $125. When they were running $125 specials, I was like, girl, why are y'all doing that? Like, you have dicks. You have dicks. Do you understand what you are? You are a fetish too. I mean, if you're getting on Craigslist back page and you posting that you are a trans, blah, 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 capitalize off it. That's it.
Okay, let's go to a couple of callers. 404-454, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alexis? Naima.
Alexis, Naima, what?
What?
Hello. Hello.
Caller.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, how is everybody doing?
Hi.
Fine,
doing
how are you?
Everybody's doing good.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. I wanted to know why does Sonati still think she's sexy?
Okay, not right now, sweetie. I'm going to let you go and make room for someone else. That's not tonight's topic. The next caller is 240581. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, everyone. Well, good morning, actually.
Good evening, good morning.
What's up, Madison? This is Naima. I'm definitely one of your fans, honey. And before I go into saying what I had to say, I want to address the panel. Hello, Dick. Hello, Calvin.
What's up? What's good?
Jasmine. You're crazy.
Hello, Naima. Hi.
Well, Madison, bitch, I had to tell you, bitch, it's no motherfucking shade, bitch. I absolutely live for you. When I see that video, when you was like, do we, yes. Bitch.
Girl,
I was in here hollering, bitch. Because no shade. I be doing, no shade, when I get my little virgin head in my head, my 28 inches and 30 inches, bitch, I be in the mirror the same way, titties, dick out, everything, bitch, I live. I say, yes, bitch, I watch it. It's no shade. I watch it. I see all those Vine videos, bitch. I absolutely live. Like, when you running through the yard and you was like, oh,
yeah,
the haters, they chasing
me. Did you see the children say I look like Rasputia, bitch, I got.
I do stuff like that when I'm high to smoke a blunt or something like that, and I'm with my little butch queen, or I'm just in here by myself in the mirror, so I got a whole lot of mirrors inside my house. Bitch, I do the same thing, bitch, I pay it. Bitch, I walk around with it, bitch. I love my body. I love everything. Every inch of me, I love it, bitch. And I just
every
want
to flaw and all.
Every
flaw,
flaw
and everything. Everything that's wrong with it. You got to. Because if you look
I love
around,
it.
If you look around and let other people tell you how disgusting and awful you are, you might start to believe that. You might start to believe that. So it's great to embrace yourself, embrace your body, embrace everything that's wrong. I never sit around and say, "Bitch, my body, I'm so sickening." You've never heard me say, "I'm sickening." I sit up here and say, "Bitch, this goddamn titty motherfucker, this will go east, this will go left, but I'm going to still sell it. I'm going to sell one to the right, man on the right and one to the man on the motherfucking left." How you doing?
Yes, God, bitch. I absolutely live for you. Keep doing you. I listen to your brain and your words.
Thank you very much. And I'm going to tell you, you know why that you live and why sometimes I sit back and say I live for myself too. It's because I live my truth. I'm open with whatever it is. You get what I'm saying? If a person sit up and bash me, okay, that's cool. You know, that's fine. You might have a point, you know. Sometimes you got to accept certain things. That's what's up. And I love you for loving me.
Yeah, you got to love Naima. She's one of our residential Big Dick Tranny's on the line, honey.
Ooh, she got a big old dick too. Praise God.
Yeah, they say she got a mother. They say she got a big dick. They call her mother foot long.
Hey, make sure you inbox me, girl. Inbox me. Hey. To put another girl on. Let's get this money.
I definitely may be inboxing you, Madison, so we can probably talk about a few things, honey. Yeah.
Oh, yes, please do that. I am the girl.
Naima, did you see it tonight?
Oh, yeah. Jasmine, I was on it, bitch. You know I was on it tonight.
All right, we're going to get to that later. Don't go nowhere, girl. Don't go nowhere. We're going to get to that later.
Okay. Don't forget Jazzy.
Oh no, you know I ain't gonna forget. You know we gotta talk about Scandal. We gotta talk about that. We gonna be around.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you, Naima. Thank you very much. Okay.
Jason, did you have any questions?
I want to go back to something that you said earlier, just a few minutes ago. But the call is called in. You said that you in 2013 you. Are opening up a lot of doors. Recently, in the news or on the radios, there was the whole Mr. C situation. Do you think that had you been as vocal in the past as you are now, it would have made it easier for men like Mr. C to come out and acknowledge the fact that, yes, that is a fetish of mine. Yes, that is what I'm attracted to. Yes, that is what I like, and it's okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do think so. You know, and I hate to see, and see, this is what we should talk about that's degrading to our community. You know, I'm not going to call any names because, you know, it is what it is. But I don't like when girls point fingers at men or celebrities and be like, okay, I had him, and I did this and I did that. And you go around trying to gather a name, you know, for yourself, you know, behind that. I think that's the worst thing that we can do. I think that is the most awful thing that we can do because we don't want anybody outing us for certain stuff. We don't want anybody airing our dirty laundry. Let these gentlemen come out on their own. If they choose to stay in the closet and this man has clientele with you, why would you even try to do that? Why would you try to defamate this man's character, you know, by doing that? If he likes to suck dick or go get his dick sucked or whatever he likes to do in his pastime and he has compensated you for your time, let him do him. Allow him to do him and you do you. That's it.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
Now,
why do you think the girls do that though? Like, what do you think the girls are trying to gain by, you know, outing these celebrities and things of not even really fully celebrities, but outing people overall? What do you think about that?
Well, I think they try to brand themselves in an awful way. Like, you're never going to be known. You're never going to be known as the girl that can sing or dance, or you're never going to be known as that girl. You're going to always be known as that girl that, you know what I'm saying, did X, Y, and Z. You're going to always be known as that. Like, shit, if you're going to be known for dirty shit, do porn. Be known for that. Be known for that. Like, get this nigga to get on video with you.
The crazy part about it is some of them get out there and actually lie about it. They really don't been indebted before. They just go out there and say they did it. Sydney Starr got on live TV and said she really didn't sleep with Chingy.
Well, I honestly, like, I think Sydney Starr is a very, now, I didn't want to call her name, but shit, now, y'all did it. I think Sydney Starr.
But I'm just saying they do that. They put it out there.
Yeah, but here's my views on Sydney Starr. I think she is very beautiful. She is very, very, very beautiful. But she didn't have the proper guidance. How I would have handled Sydney Starr, I would have loved to have taken her under my wing, and not even for porn. I would have loved to have taken her under my wing, let her tell her story, and then got silent about it, and then did a documentary on her, on how good she looked and how she's transitioned into X, Y, and Z, and you know, her life story and blah, blah, blah. She could have approached it better like that after she came out. But she let the heterosexual community get in there and make fun of her, like, oh, you fucked Cheney, oh, you didn't fuck Cheney, you're a liar, you this and you're that. And I believe that she did have a trade because she wasn't the first one that was linked to Cheney. She wasn't the first one. Like,
no, she wasn't.
Was actually the second. So I do think that she is, you know, she's beautiful, but she lacks business sense. And from being a businesswoman, I would have turned that shit. I would have monetized off that. I don't think she monetized off that at all.
Exactly.
At all. I would have had a book, a motherfucking. I would have had everything. Everything. She puts her little music videos out on Worldstar and all of that type of stuff and blah blah blah. And that's good for her. That looks good. You know, that's cute for her. But they're not gonna live. They're not gonna live for her for what she wants to do because this is a heterosexual man that you stood up. And the heterosexual people are looking at you as you destroyed this individual's career. You destroyed this man's career. They're going to hate you for that. They're going to hate you for that. The way Chingy should have approached the situation, he should have been like, and? Because the girl looked like a woman. The bitch is beautiful. She looked like a broad. So all he could have said was, and? Because you can't take it away from her. Nobody's seen her dick except people that know her personally. Nobody has seen her dick. Nobody.
Okay, I have one more question. I was wondering, is there anything that you plan on doing soon in the future outside the pornography entertainment business? Do you have any deals set up for shows or movies or anything like that?
Yes, I do. Some stuff I can't talk about, you know, because it just came into, you know, the works for me. So I can't put it out there. You know, I'm under, you know, contract that I can't say. But I have a lot of stuff that I'm working on, you know. So I just want the people that have negativity to say about me, I want them to watch. I want the people that are positive, you know, people in my life, I want them to watch. And hey, let's do it, you know. But remember, you know, BigBigBitch.com, that's what's up. You know, Raw Dog Entertainment, that's what I do.
Yeah. You know what, you
okay,
fucked that up. You brought that
up
the entertainment industry
right now.
1 second. With your entertainment industry, do you think if you fuck Caesar and if you fuck Caesar on tape, would it sell?
Oh, of course, because the kids would lose their mind. Of course. Yes.
Dick, I can't.
Yes,
I really can't with you, Joe.
Honey, when I fucked Sarge,
right.
Do you remember Sarge? When I fucked Sarge, oh, my God. I think I had destroyed the community when I fucked Sarge. I was like, them children bashed me for pages.
I'm
going to
let you know this right now. I don't even look at that man the same no more.
I wore that pussy out, and for those
I won't even watch him because of you.
Those,
I will not watch him.
Never had it. It is so, so scandalous, darling.
All right, y'all. For y'all that are listening from a computer and that couldn't get on the air to ask any questions to Madison, and for all y'all that are just sitting there low riding and ain't saying shit, I'm about to clear the lines. And allow some people to call in. So y'all that were trying to get through, start dialing because I'm clearing the lines and I am sorry to the ones that I am hanging up on. I don't recognize anybody's number. Y'all should have pressed one and just said just listening. So now I'm clearing some of the lines and y'all need to start calling in really quickly. I'm going to play a commercial break really quickly. So until everybody can get back on, so bear with me. Madison, just stay right there, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas, get ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize. $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini Grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz, for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Chuck Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince $10 Scotta. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Welcome back to the State of Emergency Show, where we have Ms. T.S. Madison as a special guest. Don't forget to tune in next Monday for the weekend recap, where we will be recapping all the festivities of D.C. and the House of Balenciaga Ball that's taking place this Saturday, as well as all the aftermaths and all the shenanigans that take place that y'all butch queens always get into, honey. And we'll be back next Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesdays, as well as next Wednesday for another edition of the State of Emergency Show. We do have a couple of callers, so I hope all you people that are pressing one now have something to say. If you don't have nothing to say and you're saying just listen and still give a shout-out to Madison as she sits with us tonight. 917-294, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Dick. Hi, T.S. Madison.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine, sweetie. This is Devastating Diana.
Hey, Dee Dee.
How you doing?
We spoke.
Hey, Diana.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Well, as we were talking earlier, I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think that what you're doing is fantastic. That you basically, you know, you put yourself out there and you just don't give a fuck, and that it is what it is. And
you can, I mean, once you in it, you in it.
I mean, and I definitely respect any bitch that's making a coin.
Right.
And I mean, a coin. Because there's no sense of nickel and diamond, honey, when you can make the
right.
Rule.
You got to get it. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to go in for the overhaul. You just got to do it. You know, it's the same way with transition. When you get in the dough, you can't come in the dough with a wig on and a beard. You can't do that. You got to go in for the heel.
They still do it now, though, honey.
Somebody needs to put girl coattails, bitch, because the girl be trying to transition at 25. Bitch, that don't work.
Right. Well, shit, unless you got some major coins, honey, to do an overnight overhaul, it might work, but you know.
Now, I actually had a couple of questions for you. In regards to the adult entertainment business, exactly how long have you been in the industry? How long have you been doing that?
Well, I actually started out in the year 2002, 2003.
Oh, but you're a veteran, shit.
Yeah, 2003, I took some pictures for Black Tea Girl, you know. I was broke. Like, I was dead ass fucking broke.
Okay.
I did what I needed to do to survive. Shit, I was broke. And I took pictures for Black Tea Girls, and then after that, it was what's up. And I went through a transition in my life where I was dealing with a trash compactor ass dude. He was no good trade. I was living with me or whatever, and I'm trying to hustle and survive and add another mouth to feed. And, you know, I got fucked up in some bad silicone. Miss Duchess caught me. I mean, I love Miss Duchess, but Miss Duchess caught me, girl, once. And I was getting pumped by this woman named Christina. Christina had did my body, but Miss Duchess pumped me in, and I had a relapse from that shit.
But she has a bad service. The girl punch you up with bad service.
Let me tell you something. I got a war story. I done been through a war story. I lost everything, my car, my house, every single thing, everything. I was working a job at this time, to be honest with you, and I lost everything, everything. And as I was laying there, and these people were going through trying to figure out what the fuck was this in my hip, I laid there on the bed and I said to myself, you know what, bitch, this trade ain't no good. These people that were your friends, you know, only a few of them came by and see you. The only people that stuck by you was your family. When you get, I'm from Dade County, Miami, Florida, and I said, when you get up from this situation that you in, Do something so that you'll never, ever be poor. You'll never, ever have to struggle. You'll never have to do these things again. Get up and do something.
Well, sweetie, you definitely went about the right way. I mean, you know, it's one thing to, you know, to get into a business, you know, but to actually keep going and, you know, to, you know, make yourself out there. I mean, it's hard. It's not easy. Definitely not easy.
It is very hard, especially when you have, you know, individuals that are not your cheerleaders. They're your haters. That's on the side like ill all day. You know, and these are the same people that are on their knees sucking dick, paying the trade. You know, same people. And they ill. You disgusting. You blah blah blah. I've heard that from the first day I stepped into the business, but I heard it, but I didn't hear it, because what I had to hear was my stomach growling. What I had to hear was needing to hear that light switch come on, and the lights was on in the house. You know what I'm saying? I needed to hear that water come out of the drain so I can wash my ass. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I had to do what was best for me. And when I'm in this business, was a survival tactic for me. I went to college. I dropped out of college. I was majoring in psychology because I wanted to know why was I homosexual? Why? And why were these things and these bad things were happening to me in my life? I dropped out of college because I wanted to totally transition. I started my transition at 17 years old. And I was going to school, and people looking at you like, bitch, why you got my hair, you know, your hair pulled back in a ponytail and your eyebrows shaved off because you're drawing your eyebrows on it. Now, I was a clock monkey. I looked at a fool. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to transition so bad. And it was because, I'm going to be totally honest, it was because I wanted to have sickening trade. I was caught up into the lust factory. I was young. I hung around Banji-ass fish, Banji cunts, and you understand what I'm saying? They were having sickening trade, and trade was paying their bills and, you know, doing shit for them or whatever, and I wanted that, and I lost focus. And I got over into becoming a transsexual, and I got into it for the sexual thrill. But eventually I grew into wanting to be a transgender. I never wanted to be a woman. I wanted to be a transsexual. I never desired to cut my dick off. I didn't want to walk around with a hole and bitches still calling me by my government name. I didn't want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
My skin is tough. So a lot of things that people say, they talk about you and they have no idea who you are. They have no idea where you came from. They have no idea why you do what you do to survive. Everything I do, like I tell these people, bitch, this is for survival tactics for me because you don't know the road I've came from. You have no idea what I've been through. So you can sit over there and talk and judge me and talk about vulgar. Yeah, I'm vulgar. Bitch, I'm from Dade County. I'm from the 90s Dade County, bitch. I'm from that goon era. So there you go with why I'm vulgar. Bitch, it's in the water. And, you know, I overlook a lot of dumb shit that people say about me or whatever. It bothers me at times because I'm like, damn, I wouldn't expect for this bitch to be saying this shit when I know this bitch suck dick, get fucked. This bitch do all the same shit I do, but just an undercover freak. You feel me? And it's not capitalizing off of it. So how could this person say these things about me? But, you know, I dust my shoulders off, look around at motherfucking what they read in me, has gained me, and keep going.
You know, that's why I have an I don't give a fuck attitude. Bitch, kiss my ass.
My mother, I have a question for you, Madison. I just thought about it when somebody posted a link to, I guess, one of the little porns websites that had a clip of what you did with Sarge or whoever that guy is. I don't know who Sarge is. So I'm one of the girls who don't know who Sarge is, everybody. I see y'all attacking who don't know who Sarge is. I don't know who Sarge is. But anyway, it hit me because, you know, I know how business is. When you started your business back, you know, years ago, compared to how things are now with social media and these websites like XTube and VidStar and stuff now where people can just go on there and share videos and download videos, so forth and so on, did that mess up your market as far as, like, the things that you were doing before where now people don't really have to pay as much? They can just go on these websites and get copies and clips of them and do what they used to do compared to back in the day where the only way you can get porn was by going into a video store. Did it really fuck up, you know, the market for you?
Well, honestly, it did, but it didn't fuck it up to the point where I can't stack no chips because, you know, I have a team of people that sit at the desk and search for stuff, you know, for it to come down. You know, of course, when you are in demand or you are that bitch, they're going to steal your shit because they want to see it. People are going to want to share it and stuff like that. But what a person told me a long time ago, Madison, when a person wants to see your shit for free, they're never going to pay you. They're never going to pay. These people are not your fans. So what I do is I hunt for the stuff that they get for free. I have it taken down. You know, I go after the bootleggers. I do all of that stuff. But I just continue to put out material. That's all I can do. I continue to put out material. And I continue to put out good material, great material, so that they can be like, damn, I want to see that video. Damn. A person is going to eventually give me that money. They're going to do it. Or they'll wait for, it's just like going to the movies. Like, there's some blockbuster movies that you can watch on bootleg right on your computer.
Look, dealing with that, Madison, dealing with that in my inbox, I haven't got a chance to say, about four people have told me, I'm not allowed to say names. I know that everybody who inboxed me, I'm not allowed to say names or whatever, but four people have asked me to pass some pictures along to you or whatever, and where can they audition to be with, you know, Raw Dog Entertainment, Big Dick, you know?
If you can, just, you know, pass them over my email and stuff like that, and we talk to them. I talk to them. But, you know, what I'm really looking for now is, like, I'm looking for girls that are hungry. I'm looking for girls that are going through a struggle and, you know, want to, you know, say, fuck it. You know, this is what I need to do. This is what I got to do. I'm going to get in and get out. And, hey, I'm just looking to brand one or two. I'm not looking for a horde of girls. I'm looking to brand one or two broads, you know. And I like Jenna Jameson. I love Jenna Jameson, you know. And I think that she was – now, if I looked up to anyone in the porn business, I looked up to her because she got in that shit and she did that. And she didn't give a fuck what nobody said about her, but she's one of the richest porn stars ever. And I'm like, that's the bitch that I'd love to – you know, be. But with this new stuff that's coming up, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing what it is that I do. I don't know.
Can you tell us some of the awards? I know that you won so many awards and stuff, and you were acknowledged for your craft and everything. What are some of the awards and acknowledgments that you received for what you do?
I won Urban X Award 2011 for Best Ethnic Transsexual Website. I turned around and won Urban X 2012 for Transsexual Performer of the Year. In 2013, I won Exotica Transsexual Performer of the Year. I was nominated for three categories in the BBW Fan Fest for Transsexual Performer of the Year, Best Ethnic Website, and Specialty Niche Performer. Like, I've been nominated for so many things, and from my understanding, one of my DVDs is up for review, you know, for AVN this year. So we'll see how that goes.
And for those people out there that don't know what AVN is, can you just tell them?
AVN is one of the most prestigious awards that you can
win or be nominated for in the adult entertainment business. It's like the Oscars of adult entertainers.
Okay. We have a couple of callers, and congratulations on all the awards, and good luck with that. 404-399, you're on the air. 404-399. Okay, caller, I'm making room for somebody else. 412-727, you're on the air.
Hi, Madison.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just chilling
and talking. Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm a big fan of yours. Like, I really love you, how outspoken you are, like, how real you are. I really love all that shit. I'm the same type of person. October baby like you, like, really into that.
Yeah,
shit.
That's where it comes from, October.
Right. I was calling because I like the thing that you said about the, like, as far as, you know, doing your thing in a personal life and how you miss out on your personal life. And that really did touch me because I went through that. I mean, I'm not in the business no more. I mean, I don't knock nobody's hustle. I've been through it. You know, I got out of it or whatever. But that personal life, that shit, that's real. Because you really do. You make this market for yourself and you put yourself out there and you that's what you are. And then
you do lose your personal life. You
right,
do. You give it up.
Right. And that really, really touched me. And that's all I really call for. You know, I just wanted to give you your respect, you know, give you your love.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much. Girl, you sound so pussy, baby. Bitch.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
No problem. I love
you.
You
know,
keep doing you.
It's good to hear that from you. From other girls, it's really good.
Because everybody always hating on each other, like
girl,
no, there's hardly any positivity
girl,
in the community with the girls.
In this room, girl, they is going ham. But bless all they hearts, bless everybody in the room,
bless
their hearts.
Shit, senior deacon then posted a motherfucking picture of me, an old picture of me, because I was basically defending. He was trying to talk to you. Maybe you don't know the mess that nigga really gives, but a lot of girls know the mess that Bishop, Senior Deacon, really gives. He's a messy old queen. He gonna try to serve that he was entertaining. Bitch, that bitch was entertaining 50 years ago. Ain't nobody thinking about her no more.
Oh,
ain't nobody thinking about her. She's washed up.
Please don't get him started, honey.
Oh,
don't get him started.
Bitch, you know,
oh, my God.
She gonna post my pictures all night after this, but I don't give a fuck because, hey, I'm living my life. I'm doing me. She ain't gonna change that. And you keep living your life, Madison, and that's what
you
do.
Thank
fuck
you
all
so
these
much.
Haters. Fuck all these bitches who can't take you. You live your life, and you do that. Make that money. That's what it's about.
Thank you.
Make that
thank
money.
You. And thank you so much, very much.
No
thank
problem,
you.
Baby.
Madison,
thank
this
you,
is Calvin again. I have another question.
Okay.
I heard that you said that you were in college for psychology and that you were actually trying to figure out, you know, what made you homosexual. Now, I know there are a lot of girls out there who probably agree with you and can sympathize with exactly that point. I myself is in college for psychology, and I can't say that's the exact reason why I want to do it, but that's another reason. I want to find out, is there a scientific reason for homosexuals to be homosexual, or is it just something that is genetic? Is it something that can be changed? And, I mean, I really applaud you for coming out and saying that because, like I said, I know a lot of people feel that way. And especially when you're younger, it's hard to be gay, especially in our community, especially, you know, like the young lady said before, in this room and in this ballroom, you know, they are vicious. And, you know, I think that's a whole nother reason I decided to do psychology as well, because I want to help the people who are less than, or people see as less than, excuse me, how the ballroom see them as less than because they're not legendary or iconic or they don't have the looks or they don't have nothing like that. But once again, I just commend you. I guess it really wasn't a question.
Thank you.
Just more comment.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, well, when I was reading in the book, the book told me, honey, that it's in the back of every male psyche that they have desires to be with another man. And I was like, well, shit, I'm not the only one that desires to be with a man. So, hey, you know, but I didn't stay long enough. I didn't.
I have a question from I have a question from Angel Jason Torres. He said, Madison, so many of our so many in our community turn into the sex industry because of opportunities do not present themselves as easily as they may the rest of us. I've found a lot of friends walk away with many scars, physical, emotions, and spiritual ones. How do you avoid going down in flames like so many have before you?
Well, I mean, we all, you know, run into situations where we have little regrets when we've done, you know, things in the business, but you just have to brush your shoulders off. You just got to be like, you got to develop tough skin. You just have to, because, I mean, some things are avoidable. You can't be extremely promiscuous in the business. You have to know the person that you're having a sexual encounter with, you know, for film, and, you know, you have to be tested, and, you know, all of this type of stuff. All of these things have to go on, and, you know, just to stay away, because the way that question led, it was leading into, you know, mishaps in the industry. And, you know, you just have to be just like you would with having an encounter with anybody. You have to protect yourself. You have to be careful. You just have to be safe.
Okay, he has a second part to this question, which is, many have had to medicate themselves in some way to survive the experience in porn. And as an escort, how do you avoid that trap, and did you fall into that trap in your lifestyle?
Well, I mean, I've transitioned from being an escort, but when I was an escort, you know, shit, you got to look at it as get in and get out. You just have to look at it in anything that you do that's a hustle. You have to look at it as get in and get out. You know, you can't let it take over your mind. You can't let it take over. See, and this is the thing when it comes with ball stuff. Like, a lot of this stuff has invaded, you know, the minds of people where they're looking for the applause of individuals. They're looking for someone to be like, yes, all day long, you know.
Yes, baby. Oh, my God,
you
yes.
Can't. You cannot. You have to applaud yourself, you know. You have to look at that, bitch, I'm going to get in this shit and get out. You know, I'm going to do this for what I need to do, and I'm going to press.
And I have a question. My question for you is that, have you had a relationship since you've been in the industry, and how did you handle the relationship in dealing with the industry? I mean, how did you intertwine the two?
Oh, yeah, I've had maybe two relationships in the business. They did not turn out well, and they did not turn out well because, you know, the business. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. None of us want to see our partner having a sexual encounter with another individual. I don't give a fuck if it's for business or what, you know. It's just a sacrifice that you have to make, you know, unless your partner has extremely tough skin or you explain to them that, like, this is only a job, but you can only, you know, do that for so long. A person may only feel that way, you know, for so long. You know what I'm saying? So each time I've had a relationship, you know, it's been my business. And I'm always going to choose my career or my business over a relationship because, you know, at the end of the day, men walk away. Men walk away from you, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a nurse or whatever. When a man is fed up with you being or dedicating yourself to whatever business that you're in, he's going to press. So, yeah.
I
was going to say, do you foresee yourself in the, I mean, what age do you foresee yourself stopping the business?
40.
Okay.
I'm going to be done way before.
That's 2 years from now.
Yep. I'm going to be done way before then. Way before
Let me ask
this.
You a couple of questions, Madison, as, you know, one business owner to another. I do want to ask a couple of questions to you.
Okay.
How do you feel about, let's say, having people under you, you know, be it workers, employees, help, assistants or anything like that, that is a part of the lifestyle itself, do you run into the issues of the trust factor? Because you know that, you know, we know how our people are itself, as far as like the, you know, how corrupt some of us can be, you know, with the crafting or the lies or the sneakiness and stuff, like, for example, just trusting issues. Do you run into that issue, or do you feel like maybe I just, you know, when it comes to business, I deal with more of the straight community, or do you deal with, you know, some of the people that you, you know, kind of grew up with or family, vice versa? I hope I'm saying it right, because I can give you a couple of examples.
I understand what you're saying. Well, I try to keep my business, you know, amongst, you know, people that I know and trust. So, you know, I get a lot of people that come from the outside, especially like from the straight community, that don't know about this genre of porn, that want to come in and learn. And I'm very, you know, cautious of that, because, you know, a person can come in and learn all the business traits from you and turn around and use it, you know, against you. They come in and they learn the shit, and next thing you know, they selling your product at a discounted rate, you know. And now when it comes to staff, like let's say a gentleman may come in and they, you know, they do the audition or whatever, and they want to have sex with the camera person, or they want to have sex with the assistant. You know, it's like you have to separate that stuff. Like, hey, this is not that kind of party, because it's already a sex entity. So they already coming in the door horny, want to fuck. And when I used to film Fish, like when Fish used to come work for me, the men would come there and they would say shit like, oh, well, you know, I'm not really into the whole gay thing. As long as there's some pussy here, you know, I'm down for the pussy or whatever. And then come in front of my desk and drop their pants like, you think this big enough? You think, you know, trying to entice me with the shit. And I'm like, hey, you know, don't come in here. I've seen enough dicks. Don't come in here pulling your dick out in front of my desk. You know, I got this woman is here. You and this woman are getting ready to shoot a scene. And, you know what I'm saying, don't come in here trying to entice me with your dick. Like, it's either you're going to do one or the other one, or you can do both. You can be on the trans side and the motherfucking fish side. They're like, nah. So, you know, I try to make sure that it's a separation between the two. I do.
I have a question.
Yes,
because of the industry that you're in, because of the things that you do, how hard is it for you in your personal life to have a loving relationship? Is there a time, like, in your personal life that you're just like, oh, bitch, I'm just not in the mood for that tonight?
Yeah. I mean, your partner starts, if your partner wants to, you know, stick it out with you, you know, and be like, okay, well, I'm dating a porn star. Bitch, they want to fuck you all the time. They want you to be, they want to fuck you. Suck magic. But, and then, you know, I really think a lot of the time they get into it thinking that you just, you know, you just this freak hoe, and that's what you want to do, and you're going to bring your friend in, you know, and shit like that, you know. But, good child, it's a time. That's why I tell anybody, you know, do this shit and move forward. Do this shit. If you want to have a regular life where you have a man, a husband, and you don't want your man looking at you a certain type of way, like, bitch, do it and go. Or don't get in it at all. That's what I say.
Okay, this is another question from a caller. They want to know, if how often do people stop you in public when they recognize you?
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. And the gag is, it's Fish. Fish. I'll be like, girl, Mattis, hey. Oh, hey, Mattis, I love you. I'm your biggest fan. And I just throw my hand like, hey, I'm always spotted. I'm spotted in the airport. I'm spotted in the grocery motherfucking store. And the worst time that I get spotted is when I'm with my mother. These men are walking down the aisle, and they like, I just want to tell you, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I'll be like, oh, okay, thank you, baby, thank you. Let me give you a prime example. I just had a store signing here at the Southern Nights Video in Atlanta. It was me and Wendy Williams, my good Judy. Miss Wendy Williams, and we were at the store signing or whatever, and we had a rush of guys that just came in or whatever, you know. It was a guy that came in there from Baltimore or somewhere, and he came in there and he was standing in front of the table. He was like, "Man, I just, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing the trade shit. You know how trade gonna give me the cat." "I don't really know nothing about this stuff right here, but if you meet me around here in the booth, I could tell you how much I motherfucking, you know, be looking at your shit." And I'm like, "Sir, so you think that I'm going to get up from this table where these fans are in front of me, I'm signing DVDs and signing pictures and shit, you think we're going to get up from this table and walk over here in this booth and suck your dick?" "Oh, okay. Wait." And it's just like you get all types of crazy shit out of them. You know, I don't mind. I don't like the fans that sneak and be like, hey, what's up?" I like the ones that be like, "Can I get a picture with you? Oh, bitch, I love you. Ooh." You know, I'm down with those, and I get spotted a lot.
I know you are a humongous. I know your family is extremely close, and I've watched some of the videos, and I can see like everybody just like always together. Is never no shade, never no issue, and I want to definitely say RIP to your aunt or whatever, because I know you went through that recently. How do you keep away the business from the younger generation of your family? Is that an issue with you guys? How do you keep them chill from the business?
I don't hide anything from them. I hide nothing from them, because what I want them to know is that, you know, it is what it is. God sees me. God sees me, so I'm not going to hide nothing from my family or anybody. And, you know, I just, shit, it's nothing. You know, my mama be all the time, "Boo, I'm praying that God do this." Because my mama is extremely, my mama is the Bible. How about that? My mama be wears my ass out, you know, and I be like, "Mom, I mean, shit, it is what it is," you know. But, you know, the prayers that she's been sending up to heaven, you know, for me, you know, has paid off. Like, I went from one stage to the next, like from escorting to a business owner, from a business owner to, you know, the next phase that's coming, you know, that I can't really talk about, but the next phase that's coming that people will see. You'll see.
Naima Hayes.
Hold on with the questions. Let me know when y'all have a question, because I'm getting too many other requests. I'm going to go to some callers again. Then I'm clearing the lines again. And I'm bringing more people on again.
Oh, my God.
So y'all get ready to press 1. And all y'all little private callers, I know y'all like to go crazy. I'm letting y'all know now, keep it fucking cute. Now, 312-715, you're on the air.
I'm a woman.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. Hi, Miss Thing.
Thing.
You have anything for
me? Fabulous, honey. I think she's
okay,
fabulous.
Okay, caller. Thank you, caller. All right, I'm going to go through them really quickly. Private caller number 1, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. So as far as the Butch Queens that don't like the girls, you know, would you make a mold of your piece?
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
Would I make a mold of my – oh, well, that's in the works. That's actually in the works.
You know, being that you were talking about your you know, interaction with silicone and everything, how do you feel about the girls saying no silicone search?
How do I feel about the girls that did what, baby?
That ain't no silk, no surge. They don't get no silk, no surge.
Some people say potato. Some people say potato. Some people like it natural, honey. Some people like it with seal. I mean, without. Big ups to those that don't need seal. I did.
Thank you, caller. Private caller number 2, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Paula.
Yeah, what's up?
Jasmine.
Yes.
Girl, Miss Madison fucked my husband with that big dick, and I'm feeling some type of way.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Girl, you're not a big dick, Miss Thing.
I try.
Just being titties and dick and body and all the things. You big dick bitch. I'm Miss Kelly. I'm Miss Kelly. Where's Kelly?
We all miss Kelly, girl. We all miss
Kelly.
All right, caller. Thank you so much. The next caller, private caller, you're on the air.
Well, you know, really, I ain't had no.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want you to kick me up off here. But since you have brought me out, because, you know, I get to ask the too many questions, you going to mute me any damn way. But
so, Granny, just keep one question, Granny. One question, Granny, please.
Hey, yeah, because I could carry the whole episode, honey. But this one question that ain't been asked. Child, have you did any movies with any other trannies, or will you do one with a tranny? Yeah,
no.
One.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, what about if the money was good enough because you bought your money, baby?
Well, I make enough money to say no.
Oh, so you do have some standards when it comes to the coins.
Of course. Yes.
But you know, a smart whore never don't turn down no money.
Well, that's the difference between me and a whore. I'm a businesswoman, not a whore.
You still a whore, baby girl. You know, you it is what
Granny,
it is. You
know, Granny, Granny.
Thank you.
No,
thank you very
no
much,
Granny. Thank you, Granny.
You know,
I'm going to get you later.
Let Granny go. Thank you, Granny.
Granny's, we all love Granny, though. 312-715, you're on the air.
Hello?
312-715.
Hey.
Hi.
That's y'all.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that Madison is fabulous. I just got the news today. My friend hit me up and showed me the video clips and all the things. I think she's fabulous. Girl, do you and fuck what the other bitches is talking about. Especially that dry-faced bitch, whatever her name is out here in Atlanta. What's the dry-faced bitch name?
Sasha!
Who?
Girl, she's degrading, girl. She's the reason why men look down on transsexual women.
Okay. Thank you, caller. No, come on now. We was being nice. And the last caller before I clear the line, 678-993, you're on the air.
Madison. How I love some transsexual Madison. How are you doing tonight, love?
Oh my God.
It's not just contest, but let me give my accolades to Miss Madison.
Well, let me introduce
right
you to Madison so Madison can know exactly who you are. If
I
you
love
don't want to have a kiki, honey, we
I
can have a kiki.
Already, I love it. Go ahead.
Madison, this is Tiffany, one of our, I don't know what she wants to be called this season, because she feels that she's too fab to sit with the new talent on the shows this season. But Tiffany is one of our... I want to say she was born with a pussy, but she still labels herself as a transsexual.
Oh!
That's a fag hag.
Hi, Tiffany.
I'm one of the girls.
She's a fag hag. She's a fag hag.
She's just a fag hag, honey.
This is not about me, first of all. See, this is why I don't come on, because I don't sit with the knots, okay? I'm a legendary in my own class. You got stars and statements, honey, on the show. I ain't got the time. But I want to get to Miss Madison, honey. Miss Madison, I live, okay? Now,
thank you.
I've been watching you before, you know, this new weave, you know, and actually I didn't even have a Vine, but I had to get a Vine just so I could see everything you post. You're my only person on Vine I follow. I don't
Thank
even have
you.
No videos up, but I just get on there so I can see what you're going to say and what you're going to do. My question to you is this. Now, I know somebody just asked you something about would you do porn with the transsexual. I'm confused as to what they were asking you is, well, would you have sex with another transsexual, or would you be in another video with a transsexual? Because I can remember the first video
I ever seen
of you was with Honey Garcon. She was in the
yes.
basement.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I was down in the basement. Honey was tied up. They
yes, my
cold.
Honey, yes. I
that
love
was my
her.
First video I ever seen.
Yes.
And you said, yeah, you bitch, you been in Atlanta. You were talking shit to honey. You was like, yeah, you the bitch in Atlanta. I can't remember exactly
yes.
the verbiage you used.
Oh, my
but
God.
But just to let you know,
that was
I
a good
it.
One. Yes.
Yeah, that was my first
yeah.
time I had ever seen one of your movies. And I was
yes.
like, what the hell?
It was so entertaining, wasn't
it?
Wasn't it,
it was
entertaining?
So entertaining?
It was
yeah.
so funny. It was so funny. Oh my God, I love Honey. Honey is, I got so much. You have no idea. I have so much love for Honey, and I'm really not trans, you know, like tight with trans like that. I may speak and kiki and keep it going, but that motherfucker, I love Honey. I love her because
and
she believes in my movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. I wanted to ask you one other question. Now, I know you're not a ballroom girl and stuff like that, but I wanted to know, have you ever been to a ball? Have you ever, like, had friends that were in the ballroom scene, you know, in the ballroom community to see, like, how it operates and how it works? Or, like, what happened to that?
I mean, I have been, but, I have a couple of friends and stuff like that, but, you know, that's just not my genre. Of stuff. Like, I would love to get read by trade. I don't want to be read by the queen. Like, bitch, I'm going to the straight bar. I want to go to the straight bar, let them tear me down, bitch, and then let me get my life after the club, you know? So, I don't really, you know, do all that. And I did used to go to Universe a lot. Like, I used to love to go cut the food with Sophia and stuff like that. But about 3-4 years ago, I stopped going because I was just like, okay, it's just starting to be like I have to keep getting drinks and you know to really just chill. So I love the people for doing what they're doing, but that's I've outgrown that. Bitch, I'm old.
Okay. Well, keep doing you. I think it's really good what you do. I love you again. And like I said in the group earlier, I said, honey, nobody, you know, as far as people talking about you, the greatest of scene, we only have accountability for self. You know, what you
right.
shit don't make me shit. What you eat don't,
right.
you know. And that's how it goes. So I don't think that nobody should put you up like you's a be-all, know-all for the gay
right.
community, ballroom, or whatever the case might be. So, you know, you doing what you're doing is obviously making you money, honey, and
right.
you're a brand to yourself. So I say congratulations to you. More kudos to you, honey. And, baby, I'm going to put in my audition tape, baby. BBW,
come on,
girl, honey. I'm coming.
Girl, oh my God. Nobody gonna
yeah.
buy that.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Madison, I wanted to touch on that, what she just said. I wanted to touch on something
hold
she
on,
just said.
Hold on, Dick, please. I got too many others. You asked a lot, but we got to get to some of these others. I'm sorry. The lines are full. Another residential host. Y'all all know who this one is, and I'm not playing her intro. Miss London Bridge, you're on the air.
Mommy.
London.
Can you stick hanger? Does it wobble to the floor? Can you tie it in the knot? Can you tie it in the bow? Yes.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
How
do
are
your
you?
Dick hang low? Yes.
You know, hello, Miss T.S. Madison.
Hi, bonjour. How about that?
Bonjour. I'm lovely. I enjoy listening to the show right now. You know, you guys are doing your thing. You know, I really don't. I tune into Wednesdays, but I'm not allowed to sit with the panel because I'm too raunchy. So as I sit to the side and listen to you guys, I enjoy.
I love raunchy. I love raunchy. Raunchy is what is, that's the answer. People like raunchy.
And so do I.
Yeah.
You should listen to our Tuesday night shows as well when you have some free time.
Ah, that I must do. I must do that. Yeah.
Cool.
Is it extremely raunchy?
It's extremely raunchy.
Oh, yeah. It's really ratchet, honey. It's really, really ratchet.
Now, one thing that I do is ratchet. I love that.
Yeah.
It's all about the baby, darling.
Yeah.
London,
she,
did you
know,
have any questions for her?
Not really. There was a lot of questions thrown at her, you know, whenever I thought about a question, someone asked it. So right as of right now, I really don't have a question. You know, I just live.
Thank you.
Thank you, London. Oh. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
London, stay right there, though, because because a lot of people, we only have about 18 minutes left into the show before we go into record mode. So I want to be able to get some of the people on the line before I can't get anybody on the line anymore. So 410-462, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. This is Enrique.
Hey,
everyone.
Hi, Enrique.
Hey, what's up, London? Hey, everybody. Hey, T.S. Madison.
Not
to be discouraging or anything. Like, I honestly haven't heard of you until the whole Vine thing, but I can say literally after the Vine thing, I fucking live. And it's because of you that I have Yes God in my head for 2 days in a row. So that's kind of late of
you. You got to grab my T-shirt to say Yes and Yes God and all that. You got to get that stuff, baby.
Now, I'll buy a tank top if you have it in the tank top, but I'll do that.
I do have it in the tank top. Yes, it's Yes God.
Okay, well, I just want to say it was a good show, and probably your lines are full, Jasmine, because I have a lot of my non-ballroom people that wanted to listen to the show as well. So if you get, any weird calls, that's probably where it's coming from, because I'm, in a different group, and a lot of people are listening to the show as well.
A lot of her people on the show, too, so it's really packed.
Yeah, exactly. But all I can say is you have a lot of new fans. I think what made me even more of a fan is how your rebuttals and how you keep it real. And I think a lot of people, I think it would be different if you didn't look the way you look, you know what I'm saying? Because you actually look like a real woman to me. You look like
Thank
a real
you.
Woman to a lot of people. So if you would have looked
Thank
different,
you.
Then it wouldn't be as much. But since you look the way you look and probably make the money and you gave us a slight tour of your house, you tried that too. By sitting in each room, which I thought was funny.
That. I didn't mean to do that. I thought
it was funny.
I was trying to find a nice place to sit.
But listen, I just want to say, I don't want to take up a lot of time. I enjoyed the show. I'm really a fan now because I respect
Thank
your
you.
Hustle. And I think
Thank
a lot of people need to understand everybody has a hustle. So to downgrade one person's hustle doesn't help your hustle. If anything,
right,
it diminishes
right.
your hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just think as a community, we need to learn that.
Yeah, just like I said earlier, you can't have your nuts crossed on somebody else, baby, because you ain't gonna get nothing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right,
well, I just
want
to say hello. Thanks a lot. Nice saying, talk to you guys, and you can put me back on hold.
Kisses, baby, kisses.
Nice seeing you.
Thank you, Enrique, so much. We have another caller, then I'm going to clear the line. So if you guys are trying to call in or you're at a computer, this will be your last chance to call in and press 1. And if you guys are on the phone lines, we only have 15 minutes left before we go into record mode, so make sure you press 1 to say your final whatevers to Madison. 718-362, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Drop Dead Gorgeous from Twitter. I was calling
Hi.
Madison.
Hi.
When are you coming to New York so I can beat your face?
Oh, yes, God. I am coming. Oh, my God, we got to talk in private. I'm coming to New York soon. Very soon.
I'm looking out for you.
Yes, girl, I'm coming. That news I got yesterday, oh, God, I'm coming to New York very, very soon.
Well, I'm
yes,
pretty
and
sure
I,
that
and
I
do,
to you.
Yes,
Go ahead.
And I do need an artist of makeup. I do need that. Yes, you definitely DM me tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have to tell you that I already live for you. You know I'm already a big fan. So keep
yes.
doing what you're doing and keep pulling that big dick because it's a dick, motherfucker's a dick.
It's a dick, motherfucker's a dick.
Thank you, caller. All right, I'm going to clear the phone lines really quickly. So if you aren't listening on the air, please call in right now. I'm going to clear the lines. If you guys are on the phone lines, please press 1 to speak to Madison. We are about to go into record mode in about 14 minutes. We'll still be on the air, but we will be in record mode, and you won't be able to call in anymore. And if you're on the phone line and you get disconnected, we will see you next week. So, really quickly, before we start wrapping it up, Calvin, did you have any last questions for Madison?
No, I didn't have any last questions. I do want to say that it was a pleasure meeting you, and, you know, you've always had a fan in me from day one, and I will continue to be one of your fans, and I love
Thank
you down.
You.
And if
Thank
you can,
you.
Honey,
you know, you could shoot a bitch an email, a signed picture, something like that. You know,
well,
that'll work
out. Well, I mean, you have to email me. I talk, and tweet me, and do all of that stuff. I chop it up back. I ain't too. Man, please, I'm a cool bitch. If a motherfucker knew me, that would.
God,
if really knew me, that would. Man, that bitch, I love that bitch right there, you know?
But
you
thank
know,
you
yeah.
once again for answering our questions and dealing with some of the ratchets. But you have a
oh,
good
yeah.
day.
You too.
And Jason, did you have any questions or anything for Madison?
No, I don't have any questions, but I am going to say that, you know what, it has really been a pleasure sitting here and talking with you for the last couple of hours, and you are a real bitch, and I actually
thank
have,
you.
And I actually respect you. I respect you before, but in this little bit of time that I've got to know you, talk to you, I could actually go out and have a drink or dinner with you,
yes.
and enjoy myself. So I
and
am,
I'll be close. I
so
will
I
be close.
I am honored
now.
For the opportunity to have sat with you tonight. Thank you.
Yes, and I just thank you for just being, you know, being willing to get to know the person that's behind all the hoopla. Thank you very much for taking the time to know that.
That was the reason for me bringing her on, so y'all can always see the other side of the rainbow.
Yeah.
Y'all be carrying so much. Dick, you have anything for Madison?
I just love that name. God.
I do have one question for Madison. I wanted to know, like, on, and I know you don't really get into this subject a lot or whatever, but I wanted to know, like, you know, because you don't indulge in the ballroom scene, do you feel like the girls that are in the ballroom scene, not particularly anyone, but do you feel like when they are in the ballroom scene, they create an image for the panel and it's not as accepted out in the community?
Well, I think the girls in the ballroom scene, they live in that world and in that world only. There are a lot of beautiful girls that are in the ballroom scene. I mean, extremely beautiful. That I think, you know, should step outside of that and see that the world is bigger than that. You know, because a lot of them are very judgmental and they feel like because, you know, they're doing and a lot of them start young and they grow into that, and you know, I respect everybody for what they do. I'll just put it like that. I respect everyone for what they do, and I just wish that people would look at the world with more than one eye.
And honey, we've been saying it for years that there's a bigger world out there, and we need to just go out there and see it and stop being so stuck in this hobby that we have as a ballroom. Go ahead,
right.
Really quickly.
And lastly, I just want to say that I appreciate you tremendously for even, you know, just coming on, and I appreciate you just wholeheartedly for just being the person that you are. You are a shining star, and I just hope that your road to success is even faster than you hope it to be, and you are able to do that in less than 2 years. And I also want to say thank you to your fans because they have been just adorable tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, shit, a lot of my fans are straight people, and a lot of them are trans, you know, but and a lot of people that are my fans not because of the porn that I do. It's because of how I am. I'm just going to give it to you raw. I'm going to tell you, shit, if I feel like I'm ugly today, I'm ugly. If I feel like I'm fat, I'm fat. I'm just going to give it to you right there on white paper. I'm going to read myself so that you can't read me, and that's how that's going to be. And I think people, like I said earlier, respect people that are totally real with themselves.
I'm sorry. Just one more thing. Can you shout out your Twitter name and your Facebook name just for the callers who don't know?
My Twitter name is at TSMadisonATL1. That's at TSMadisonATL1. And my Facebook is TSMadisonATL, like Facebook / TSMadisonATL. And you can get me right there.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
And London,
thank
you did
so
you
much.
Have anything for Madison?
No. You know, I live, and, you know, keep doing your thing, girlfriend, and I'll be looking forward to watching you on HBO.
Ah, yes, London. I'd love that. I'd love that. Now, let me ask you a question.
sure.
I need to ask you a question, darling. I would love for you to do the voicemail for my office. Hi, good evening, and thank you for calling Raw Dog Entertainment. Unfortunately, we have to accept your call. Please, leave us a detailed message, and we shall return your call at our earliest convenience.
I can shoot you a little message on Facebook, and that'll be my pleasure.
Okay, shoot me a message on Facebook.
I'm going to need to start collecting some money from you, because this is not the first time you got little auditions for that on this air. Now, we know you just came from filming a movie. I'm going to need to get some royalties from you, but we'll talk about that
the
later.
The girls really don't believe me, but I really did that.
Yeah, they don't. But you know, they don't like to see nobody succeed at nothing, child. But pay it.
Right.
I got a couple of more people. 216-296. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Madison.
Hi.
Hey, girl. This is Tia Cinnabon, sweetie. I just had to call in to support you, girl. You know.
Praise God.
Home.
Yeah, child. We need to touch and agree.
Right.
The Bible says where two or more are gathered in my name, honey.
Yeah, I just to come in and count you out. Say, hey, girl, you know.
Thank you, love. Thank you. Yes. And when you coming out here to Atlanta?
Girl, hopefully in a couple more weeks. See, I'm trying to finish up school class. And then, you know, once I finish it up, I can bring my ass down here.
All right. Make sure you hit me, please.
Oh, you know I will, girl. You know we'll still
yes.
They can't take us anyway, so you know.
You know.
But I like our little show, Blog Talk. What is this, Blog Talk Radio, Chops and Cans? Y'all got a fishy little show.
Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the fishy little show. Shout out. Thank you so much, caller. You have a good one. And Naima, you're back on the air.
Naima. Hey, Madison, listen, I had another question as far as, like, celebrities. I'm not asking you, like, to name anybody or anything like that, but do you get, like, celebrities, like, you know, different male celebrities and stuff like that, especially with you down in Atlanta like that, like, you know, maybe hit you up or emailing you and stuff like that, you know, wanting,
tweeting
you know,
me.
Get slayed? Uh-huh.
Tweeting me and stuff, yes. Tweeting me and all, yes, all of that crazy shit, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, girl.
And do they? I got two other things, two last things to say to you. Then I'm done. Do they? I know because a celebrity like you are, I know they pay you like a nasty coin, those celebrity men. Because I believe those men, honey, be wanting to carry.
They do because it is a fetish. Someone in the room said it was a fetish, and that is the truth. It is it. But celebrities are the cheapest people you ever meet in your life. Cheapest. When it comes down to that shit. That's why I tell them, bitch, buy a movie, bitch. If you trying to give me motherfucking pennies on a dollar, bitch, buy a movie. Fuck you.
And the last thing is, I just got finished going to your T-shirt website.
Uh-huh.
And bitches, no shade. I live for all the T-shirts, but the one that I know I'm going to be getting is that hoodie that says, she got a dick.
Do you know Russell Simmons posted that on his Facebook? I died. Like, Russell Simmons posted that shit on his Facebook. She got a dick. Bitch, I killed over here. It was that shit was so funny. Like, and you had to see how it was. It was like, oh my God, it was so funny.
Naima, send me that T-shirt link, please.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to send it to you, but yeah. I'm getting that sweater, honey, and that T-shirt says she got a dick. I live for it,
yes,
honey, and
God.
I'm going to wear it, honey, proudly.
Hey, it's the wintertime coming. You got to proudly walk through, so a motherfucker be like, what? She got a what? A dick, my sucker, a dick. Oh my God, I love you, girl. You must inbox me, bitch. Especially if you got a foot long, bitch. You got to inbox me, huh?
crazy.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to actually go to your page then. I'm going to inbox you my information now.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Naima. Bishop, you're back on the air.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Madison?
Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Ah.
Give me a love offering, I'll make the congregation grow.
Oh, is that right? What, love offering?
Anyway, Madison, I'm not going to get all into it. I'm going to pay it. It was a caller that called in that was talking about me. I sort of got a kind of reputation, but I'm not really much of a bad reputation. Anyway, Madison, honestly, I'm going to keep it real with you. I've been following you since you first came out in 2002 when you did BlackTGirls.com.
As Tambry.
And as, yeah, yes, yes,
oh.
As Tambry.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
You was going through the dragon days.
Exactly.
Oh. Can you tell I was broke?
But
you
know what, though?
I was cold.
Listen, I remember one time you did this video.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you talk, Madison, it makes so much sense. The way you talk in your sex videos makes so much sense. That's where I knew that this woman does not give a fuck. And then when I started to travel with Ridiculous. So I compared the two. I'm like, these motherfuckers, man, from the South, man. These motherfucking entertainers from the South on some real ass shit. So let
but
me get part of the
huge.
Let me let you know
huge.
Something. When I stopped dancing, but when I saw Ridiculous do certain things. Now, certain things I didn't agree with what he did, but this nigga was a business motherfucker. Everything he did and everything he does now, a lot of people critique him. Just like you. That's why I'm like, y'all got that I don't give a fuck attitude.
Let me let you know something.
I can tell you right now, any transgender that's listening right now that's in the adult industry, you doing whatever you doing, I think you should get on her team like a motherfucker. Because I got on Ridiculous team. Not only I got on a team, I went to London.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Bahamas twice. I got bookings in other places. Rest in peace, K-Rock. That's another person that led me to Ridiculous. K-Rock from Atlanta led me to Ridiculous. But the wings start growing and growing and growing. But that I don't give a fuck attitude, no matter if he had it, man, he always was true to helping motherfuckers out. And that's the thing is, man, you giving back to the community, and that's a very ass good thing. I'm glad
right.
I listened to you tonight, because it was certain things I didn't agree with you about. But, I mean, I already know about the entertainment business and how cruel it can be. But this is what I want to let other people also know. People that's in the chat room, you may motherfucking bash. Well, I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, I ain't worried about nothing, nigga. Nigga,
right.
I ain't worried about nothing.
Believe that.
This my thing.
Believe that.
My thing is, the direct thing is, when people look at the business aspect of certain things, sometimes, when you want to get some things done, you may have to listen and look at what other people are doing. And when you look at what other people are doing and they're trying to put you on their wing, they're trying to help you, then, yeah, take that help. For all the other people that's critiquing whatever, we're not perfect people. We are not perfect people at the end of the day. We do have to look at ourselves and do what we and see what we're doing with ourselves. But at the end of the day, when you do get that money, you thank God for that money, and you praise the money. A lot of these people that are critiquing you, I really don't care, man. I just heard you tonight, and what I'm saying is, Before you look at a book, you better pick that motherfucker up and read the novel inside the pages, because you never know how good and how down to earth a motherfucker can be until you talk to him like I talked to you and heard you tonight. It's like we was having a fucking conversation. I'm telling you, it's like everybody I think they called tonight and listened, it was like you were having a one-on-one conversation with them.
Right. It was. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I got to cut you off.
Yes,
but thank
yes.
you, and you are right. Baby, but Bishop, I do got to say something. And now you know it's no holds barred. We kiki at this time. But Bishop, baby, the first time you called in, you were speaking very, you know, normal, and you're still normal now. But it sounds like you're high now or drunk or something. What was you doing this whole time? You sound like you really are intoxicated, or you're feeling really good over there. Your little slurs and everything, but it's all good, Bishop. But thank you again. Madison.
Yes, love.
I want to say
been
thank
really
you.
Interesting tonight. Do y'all be talking like this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday we talk about, you know, serious topics. A lot of people don't be tuned in because, you know, nobody wants to hear the positive stuff. They want to hear all the negative stuff. You can't stay – hold on a second. You can't – Bishop, you can't be on forever. We're in record mode. You know you be carrying, and don't start because, you know, I'll kick you out the room. I'm not Kelly. Kelly ain't going to save you now. Kelly ain't around. But – every Wednesday night, we talk about a lot of serious stuff, and a lot of people don't be tuned in like that because, you know, nobody wants to hear about the positive things. But Tuesday night is the night you definitely will enjoy. That's the night that they get real crump, real ratchet. You know, London and Jason and all of them, that's when they really they get it crazy. They get it popping on Wednesday night. That's our biggest numbers. Tuesday night. So I'm going to make sure I send you all the information. So, you know, like if you're not doing anything, you just up relaxing, you can always call in and tune in and or listen or, you know, just make a special appearance. They'll love to hear from you.
Yes, okay.
You can tune in while you're watching the money pile up.
Hmm?
You can tune in while you're watching the money pile up.
I'm looking at the chat room. Is it? So are we still, we're recording now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happens now is the chat room starts, you know, the people that are listening from computers, sometimes what happens is they can't listen after the 3 hours is over. So we're now in record mode, meaning that no one else can call in, and if you're on the phone line and you get disconnected, that you won't be able to get back on. So we're still live on the air, but we're in what's called record mode. You know, we're no longer broadcasting live, and if they're in the chat room, they're probably not able to listen from the computers anymore. So they're probably losing everything now, so you'll start seeing the numbers drop. So it's really us and all the people that are on the air. It's still about a good 100 and some people that are still listening on the air that are still with us. So I want you to be able to, you know, give any closing statements in case we lose you, because now the system will start kicking people off randomly.
Okay.
This is when we kind of start shutting down a little bit. So, you know, just go ahead and give some closing statements and stuff, and now we're just going to laugh and talk among each other for a little bit before we wrap it up.
Well, like I told you earlier, I mean, I'd like to thank you so much for, you know, giving me the floor. You know, a lot of people were saying a lot of, you know, things in the chat room, and sometimes I would go in and out because I was reading what they were saying. And this show really made me know that when someone has an opinion about you, no matter how real, how positive, how whatever you are, it's just, it is. It's just what. That's how they feel. So, fuck it. I mean, I wasn't coming here trying to change anybody's opinions about me anyway, because you know they don't cut the check. So, you know that's cool.
No,
but it's just how the minds of people are so small. Like they're small minded, yeah. And you know, and they really they're the biggest supporters of porn. watching everybody fuck everybody, and they want to sit around. Porn is a major part of our community, dog. So that shit when they were saying like, so everybody was born to be a school teacher, everybody was born to have 16 degrees, everybody was born. I mean, everybody was born to do these things. Like, you know, this is why people are still trying to motherfucking make it now. Because they live in a fictitious world. Bitch, get out here in this real world. Get out here in this real world and live it.
Uh-huh.
Girl, boo. Girl, boo.
Hey, girl.
Boo. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody was not born to be a big, big bitch. They wasn't. Because everybody dick ain't big.
Who?
You feel me?
Who?
You know, everybody dick ain't big. And even if my dick was small, I would still motherfucking swing that bitch around. Because it's mine.
Yes, God. Yeah.
Girl. Yes, for the chat room going
on.
Hey,
everybody's really opinionated. I mean, but, you know, they always, like you said, they all watch and they all listen.
Girl.
I've been going through this for 6 years. They just always attacking me, Kelly, the other host on the show on Monday nights, who's on vacation right now in Jamaica, honey. Shout out to
her.
Don't play with me.
She's in Jamaica.
She in Jamaica?
Mm-hmm. You know what that means, child.
That's what we call it now, a vacation.
We call it vacation. We call it Jamaica.
Jamaica,
bitch. We all know. We've been calling it Jamaica for what? For over 20 years. Don't act like y'all don't know what Jamaica is.
Is it Ocho Rios or is it Montego Bay?
More like Montego Bay.
I talked to my sister today, honey. She told me to tell y'all she loves y'all, she misses y'all, and when she gets out, bitch, she's going to light a lot of you motherfuckers up. Oh, yeah, and before the phone was disconnected, she wanted to say, bitch, now that we finished talking about that, do you know how many other people told me that they gave that bitch more money? Do you know that the numbers keep building and then it hung up?
Yeah, I've been hearing that. I've been hearing that, yeah.
Ooh.
More money?
Yes.
Ooh,
I said the other day she's been hitting some queens up asking, can she take her to dinner and shit? Like, she cutting up.
Miss Madison could catch the recap on that. But
I don't know nothing about that. I'm lost to that. But I got quiet because, you know.
Oh, baby, that's another novel, honey. That's novel alone. We have another caller. 504-331, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, this is Shamika. Hey, T.S. Madison. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Hey, Shamika. I just wanted to say I love you, T.S. Madison. And I admit it in a group that, like, you know, I am a faghead. I can admit that. I'm from New Orleans, but I am a faghead. But you know who I really want is that bitch Kim Carter. Like, any day, that big floppy bitch she had, I'm sorry. I just can't deal
Kim
with
Carter.
That.
I like him.
Yeah, I like her. That's my girl.
She's very
I like
positive.
That. But
yeah, she's a very positive girl. I like her.
Yeah, I like
yes,
him.
Yes, and she's cute. And she's a cute girl.
Yeah, she is. Either way, I like
her. Yes.
Either way, I like that about her. But you guys, another kind of day, yeah, she is getting the girls, the film queen, she bought somebody some shoes, but they have some small feet, so I don't know who them shoes went on. But she buying heels and shit on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, honey, I don't know where she did it. She must be robbing somebody else because, but she ran out of money. She ran out of R. Kelly's money. So
you know what? I'm
going to
say this. Somebody said just earlier that she has a fund, one of those fundly things.
That's what I'm saying. That fund is
building.
She
got a fundly
up. I'm telling you. She's throwing parties. She's throwing struggle parties for her nephews and shit. She is going viral with that fucking money. She is still
getting
that money.
She's
collecting.
Child. Enough. I don't want a headache from her. Bitch, I'm about to come to Louisiana and practice the art, honey. I'm about to get these bitches.
No, I told them, try me any day, bitch.
Y'all about to talk about American Horror. I'm going to make my good night because I have not watched it yet.
And make some spaghetti and have their ass lost in a trance.
Okay, before we start talking about American Horror Story, I want to say a couple of things. I want to personally say, Madison, thank you so much. You can still stay with us right now if you want. But thank you so much for coming on the air. And I really appreciate it. And you're more than welcome to come on at any time and reach out to us, and we'll reach out to you and share all your information, share your success with us, and just be a part of us.
Thank you.
Love the fact that you opened the door to, you know, opened your history and yourself up to our community, our gender of our community, the ballroom scene as well. And, you know, just trying to bridge that gap. I know that's not, you know, that you had to do it, but I thank you for even taking the time to do it. And I'm glad, like Enrique said, and like a lot other people said, that it opened up a lot of eyes, even including Jason as well. They opened up their eyes to, and Bishop, even though he gets on my nerves, but Bishop said it as well. How, you know, we get to see that different side of you, and I think that's what's always important. So I want to say thank you for that, and thank you for just, you know, being on point and just being here with us, and I wish you all the success in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you. Yes, love.
Can you shout out your YouTube? Because I follow you also on YouTube, and you have a lot of good videos that people probably aren't subscribed to. And I like your happy hair video. It was good.
yeah. Did you get the book? The book is actually
I just saw it today. I watched it like a few hours
ago. I'm telling you, I read the book. The book is what's up.
It's on point.
The book is what's up. It is what's up. You know, it is what's up. And my book is
going to
be.
And did you try the pill?
I did try the pill actually today. I filmed the video today, and I did try the pill. And
do you believe it worked? Be honest, does it work?
I'm trying to be careful what I say, but fuck it. I came a lot today. I was shaking around.
Oh my lord!
Yeah. I was going crazy on it. Oh, trembling and shit. I was having a seizure. Oh,
you convulsing?
Yeah. So it's what's up. You know, it is what's up. It is. You know, it is what's up. The book is really good. It's really good. It tells you. You know, if you have any problems with your dude or your significant other, and it even talks about kissing and how you try to become one with your partner through kissing and shit like that or whatever. And the person that I was fucking around with just recently didn't like to kiss. They didn't like to kiss. And then, you know, out the blue, we was reading the book like, man, I ain't on all that kissing shit. I ain't on all that. And then about two days later, we started kissing and shit. He was like, you know, but it was. Thank God.
What's the name of this book?
Happy Hair by Jasmine P. Rain.
P. Rain, okay. Yes, it's very good. And Jasmine and I are now working on my book. We're working on my book now, which when I come back off of vacation for my birthday, I'm at the end of the month. We're gonna go ham it, and it should be done by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For it to be done by Thanksgiving.
What?
Yes. Praise God.
Well, make sure you keep us updated on that.
Yes, I shall. And I shall keep you updated, you know, on this other stuff, you know, that the good news that I received the other day. You know, I'm going to, because I need the community to know that, like I said before, I was given lemons. I had to turn them into lemonade. And if people understand the concept of that, and knowing that anything can look sour in your life, that can turn around and be sweet to you. And I thank God for everything that has ever happened to me. I think I don't regret nothing. Let's put it like that. Nothing. At all.
And me neither.
Amen. That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Well, thank you guys
okay.
for having me. I'm about to get on this American Horror Story, bitch, because it came on and I was trying to look at it and shit. And I was like, ooh, this shit good. I was in and out like, oh. But Kathy Bates is a beast.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm about
honey.
To get into that. And once again, I'd like to tell everybody that was very respect. Everybody was so respectful to me because I've been places and people were really like, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I'm the type of bitch that's gonna be like,
yeah,
because I don't give a fuck about
shit. Yeah, I want to thank everybody that was a part of the show tonight that did keep it real professional and keep. I know how y'all can get. And I want to thank y'all.
Tell.
I knew y'all would be keeping.
I can tell. Because, see, if I'd have came on with that attitude, like, oh, honey, girl, fuck y'all, they would have dug me a grave.
Chew up, yeah.
They would have chewed me up. But, you know, that's not my character. My character is, okay, let's talk about it, shit. You know, let's do it. Let's get in this motherfucker and do it. Let's come to a solution. You know, that's just me. And the solution is.
Madison, I want to ask you a question before you get off this air. Before you get off this air,
yeah.
I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot a movie and you had some ass so good that after it was over with, you told him, you said, well, wait, you don't go, you stay?
I've had that with dick and ass. Yes. I have.
Nope.
But let me tell y'all, I love Sarge. That when I did that Sarge video, I was like, ooh, because and he's so fine. He is so fine. He's such a fine-ass man. And that motherfucking booty is so good. I have no idea. I know those people were sitting out there laying me. They were laying me out for fucking him with that purple wig on. That purple wig and Chinese. And they was laying me out. And I was saying, yes. Bitch, give me this pussy. And he was loving it, and he carried on for the scene, and I carried on for the scene, and I made a hell of a lot of motherfucking subscriptions with that. And I seen people talking about the video posted. I don't give a fuck about that shit. They still buying that stuff. Child posted free and all. I don't give a fuck about that stuff.
Did y'all hear about the girl who had the client or whatever? And this is off base, but the girl had the client or whatever, and he gave her $70,000 and gave her friend $40,000.
No,
Madison, ask your niece about it.
Really? What?
Uh huh.
Well, shit, I see, that's the type of money I'm talking about. That should have made me raise up out my bed and be like, excuse me, lady, let a veteran through. Let a veteran through. Girls, I am in charge of the girls. Let me through. Let me
I know
through.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I had a really good time tonight, everybody. A very good time. Even
we
with
enjoyed
that,
you.
Even with the children coming through, trying to give me a little fever, and reading that stuff in the chat room, I had a good time. Now I thank you so much. Thank you so much. Invite all of you over to the chateau, honey, for tea.
My God.
Yes.
Which living room we gonna sit in? Which living room?
Oh, we're gonna sit in the green room. No, we gonna sit in the green room. Hey, you know, sit or do a round table. And have
that. Well, everybody, I want to say thank you again to Madison, and thank you all for everybody that was listening tonight. I'm going to let Madison go so she can catch up with American Harvest
Ooh.
Story. And Jason, I know you got it. You said you was going to leave because we're about to let it all out, and I'm bringing Naima back on. So Madison,
okay,
thank
y'all
you
talk
so
about
much again.
First, so then talk about that.
Bye, Madison.
Bye, Madison.
Thank you.
Kisses.
Have a good one.
And Facebook me. Y'all be good.
Yes, Miss Madison.
Madison,
I can give
text me, Madison.
I am. Okay.
All okay,
right.
Sweetie. I'll talk to you later.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Really quickly, hold on. I'm going to bring Naima back on in a second. I just want to do a little roll call. London, Calvin, Jason, Dick, Shamika, Naima, you're on the air.
Here.
I don't know where was Marcus, honey? Where you was at tonight? All right, so you want to talk about Scandal real quick?
Yes, talk about Scandal, because y'all
talked about it Monday.
Well, you didn't bring me on Monday, and then I ended up falling asleep.
Okay, so what do you want to say about Scandal? Hurry up.
So I'm thinking that envelope, that package that Cyrus is reading, that folder, I'm thinking that he was brainwashed.
That who was brainwashed?
The president.
Really?
Either the president or the person that he, or what is his name, Jake, that's locked away. I'm thinking that it's something in that folder that they did something to his memory.
I don't see that.
Yeah, that
folder.
I wonder what it was in that folder, child. I hope we don't have to wait too long, because I hate waiting too long to get to something so simple.
Girl, I just want to thank y'all for getting me onto that show. I mean, bitch, when I stayed for three nights in a row, I didn't go to bed till 6-7 o'clock in the morning because of that show. You know, I want to thank y'all for that.
Well, honey, I want to tell you, honey, this. I mean, I was glued to the TV. Mind you, I was fixing myself something to eat, and in the midst of, you know, me fixing myself something to eat, I forgot what part it was on. But let me unplug this phone. I forgot what part it was on, Jasmine. But, baby, all I know is I smelled something. I smelled the fragrance in the air. I said, what is something burning? Hey, bitch, my motherfucking food, honey. The water had boiled out the pot, and the food started burning. Started sticking to the bottom of the pot because I was trying to wait for a doggo commercial. But, yeah, this season between that and then, oh, that's right, we haven't got to American Horror Story yet. That's right.
Is it me, or do y'all want to find out more about Huck? Like, I know something about him, but I want to find so much more out about him.
Well, you're going to, apparently they're working on 752, so they are going to tell more of his story and his family story this season.
Yeah, 752, yes, God, bitch.
Everybody likes Huck, honey.
I like Huck too. I live for how they turned things around and got the presses and everybody off of Olivia and onto the other girl. That girl gagged, but then I gagged even more than when they was doing the talk and you didn't know the girl had came into the office until Olivia was like, okay, well, you know, we have to help her. We have to something she said.
Mm-hmm.
And you did what
we have a new we have a new client now.
We have a new right. And when they panned that camera around, I was like, oh, bitch, how they going to do this one now for next week? Yeah.
I was mad at that redheaded bitch a little bit when she started trying. I mean, she redeemed herself after she betrayed them. But I was really upset with that hoe for a minute.
Oh, you talking about Sally.
Yeah, the redhead. No, not Sally. Fuck her. I don't even like her. I never did like her. I'm talking about the redhead bitch that went with Olivia.
Is it me or does she look different this season? She looks like she got some work done.
Yeah, she actually looks cute.
I live for her. I love every time she talks. That little one side of her mouth go up a little bit. And every time she talks, she like she about to cry. I love that.
All right, honey, I can't hold it in. I have to talk about American Horror Story.
All right, well,
it's
good night, you all. I will talk to you all next week, Jasmine. I'll talk to
you
when I get in from
Jason, before you leave, I don't know if anybody else watches on Lifetime. What is it called? The Witches of Eastwind?
Yeah.
I mean, East End.
The Witches of East End.
That's another show that started this last I think it was Sunday.
It was Sundays at 10. Sundays at 10 on Lifetime.
Yeah, it's actually cute. If you guys are fans of, like, Charmed, or back in the, you know, the 90s, you were fans of the TV show Charmed, you'll like that show. It's actually, I liked it. At first I thought it was going to be a little cheesy and stuff, but I really, really liked it, the whole witch thing and the family thing and the sisters and the mother and everything. So if y'all get a chance, watch that too. It's nothing compared to American Horror Story, complete opposite, but it reminds you of Charmed. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I know Jason watched it and I watched it and I liked it. But go ahead, Jason. Go ahead and say your good nights because we're about to get this shit started.
Good night, everyone. You all have a safe week. Those that are going to the Haga Bar, I may see you. Till next week, you all take care. Jasmine, I'll call you when I get in from the gym tomorrow.
All right,
it's
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night,
Mommy.
Jason.
Good night, Jason.
All right, honey. Bitch.
It's Jasmine. I didn't mean to cut you off. Is the Witches of East End kind of like the original movie, The Witches of East, with
No, I thought it would have been like that a little bit as well. It reminds you a lot of Charmed, a little bit.
Charmed.
It's deeper though, you know, sex and murder and stuff like that. But it just kind of gives you that Charmed atmosphere, sisters and a mom and the protection and the aunt, and one of them can turn into a cat, but the bitch keeps getting killed, and you know, it's really good. You just really, really gotta watch it. Really, really, and it's a lot of shade and a lot of pretty, pretty, pretty women. Like, really, beauties are on there. So it's really, really good. So I really like it.
Okay.
Congratulations to Miss Trace for making it on SUV. Lord,
yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see it though. When did it come on? It came on tonight.
Yes, the episode came on tonight.
Did it come on the same time as American Horror Story, or was that an earlier?
1 hour before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't never watch that show, but congratulations to Mother Trace Mizrahi. I did see somebody post a little something. I'm going to see if I could maybe look it up or something like that. Congratulations. She's a sweetheart and well-deserved, and I love to see the girls doing, you know, different things out there. So congratulations to Trace. She's a beauty. American Horror Story, bitch. I mean, she had me glued to the seat. Miss Kathy Bates was giving me everything in the beginning of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, her overall attitude, all I kept seeing when she was introducing her daughters and stuff, and when she was putting that blood on her face, the first thing I thought about was Misery. Her whole attitude and everything. Oh, my
that
God.
That movie came on tonight, too. And, yes, it reminded me. Oh, I love that movie. Yeah.
And Jessica Lange is just such a motherfucking bitch. Such a diva. Oh, my God. I live. But, Naima, go ahead and tell me what you thought about it.
Oh, bitch. I got a lot of things, honey. My thing about it. But... I won't go into the whole analytical tea about it, but I will say the show is definitely, I'm really looking forward to seeing this season of it. Because, you know, Jasmine, you're the one who turned me on to American Horror Story, period. Because I had I watch TV, but I really don't watch TV that often like that, unless it's a specific show I want to see. And you were the one who very first told me about American Horror Story, I think it was last year, or year before that, I think it was something like that, but you were the first one who told me about it. And I said, okay, I'll check it out, I'll look at it or whatever, because I've never seen it. And I remember watching, you told me to watch season two first, because season two was really, really good, and then you said I can go back to season one. And I remember hitting you up and telling you, I'm like, Jasmine, damn, this was good as shit. I'm glad I watched this. I'm hooked on this. So when season three came out, you know, I remember, you know, you kept me updated, kept everybody updated, you know, when it was coming on and everything like that. And I'm just like, baby, I'm a fan. I'm hooked. Just the whole symbolism and the blood and the, and you know, just the, just everything is just like, bitch, it put me in a state, because my mind is open, it put me in a, in an awareness that this shit goes on. Like, don't take nothing that, that you're watching right now with the rituals, the you know, the case, the hats, the crowns, you know, none of that stuff is, like, made up. Like, that stuff really, like, actually happens.
Excess, yeah.
You know, that's why I'm at it. It's just that we just, they just act, they just psychologically fuck you and they act it out on TV. But, bitch, trust and believe, that stuff that putting your bathing your skin in the blood and everything like that, that's very, that's very ritualistic right there. But, you know, that's all I'm going to say on that. But it was definitely teed out. I'm looking forward to seeing more of it.
Mm-hmm. When she mother, for those of you who don't really know much about American Horror Story, it is in its third season. But the difference, the thing with American Horror Story is you don't have to watch the first season or the second season to catch up on a new season. Every season, and every season is its own story. It may have some of the same actors and stuff, but it's a whole new, different lineup each season. The first season was about ghosts. The second season was about an asylum back in the 60s or 50s, I don't remember. And then the new season now is about witches. So you don't have to watch the first season. I mean, you know, say, oh, well, I can't get into it now because I didn't watch them. Every season is fucking good. Last season was amazing, in all honesty. And this season is starting off with a bang. So, I mean, I really love it. Shamika, you living in Louisiana. Girl, tell us a little bit about some of the stuff down there. Is a lot of that stuff, like, anywhere near true? I know a lot of the stuff as far as voodoo and stuff goes. And shout out to Angela Bassett. She looks beautiful on there.
Oh,
I mean,
she is gorgeous. She is like,
yeah, she looks so beautiful.
She is beautiful. That's a beautiful lady. She was recently, I think, today on Queen Latifah, and she is gorgeous. She's a gorgeous lady. But the rituals and stuff are really true. She said on set they actually had people who are like, who practice voodoo, you know, priestess and priests that practice voodoo and stuff like that, came and did live rituals with them. So I don't want y'all to believe that it's not true, because it's very, it's very much true. And,
wow.
And I grew up, like, in New Orleans, we have a lot of superstitions, like a lot of people don't eat spaghetti. It's just because I really don't like it, but a lot of people don't eat red sauce, meat sauce, because supposedly Marie LeBeau taught somebody to keep a man, you can put your period blood in spaghetti and make him eat it, and he'll love you.
My grandmother told me about that.
He won't leave it. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of this stuff really don't, you know, freak me out and stuff like that. We just have a lot of
that
don't
mean y'all
like,
girls go do that shit, honey. That don't mean y'all run and do that bullshit now.
Well, see, there's
y'all,
a lot
of things. Y'all will go to jail. But we spit on brooms. I spit on brooms. I don't let nobody put a broom on my feet, because, like, we believe, like, that's superstition to, like, going to jail or getting in trouble or something like that. So you ever come close to me with a broom, oh, I'm going to spit on that motherfucker. Please don't come close to me. A lot of stuff, like, superstition shit that I just don't let, you know, happen. Like, I don't let people wake me up out my sleep. Like, I don't care if you're dying, don't wake me up, because some people just feel like, down here, they feel like you're getting up and running to your death. Like, when you're laying down and they rest, don't let nobody wake you up, like, 2, 3 in the morning telling you, oh, bitch, you got to come with. No, I'm not. You know, that's how shit happened.
You know, I wanted to say.
Go ahead, Naeem.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say, you know, as far as, like, you know, spirits and, like, spells and things like that, because I study a lot of stuff like that, spells and, you know, casting things and stuff like that or what have you. And I wanted to say, when it comes to, you know, putting the period blood, you know, in the spaghetti, or putting it in a cake, or whatever spell you do or incantation you do to make somebody.
No, with the cake, you put your yeast from your discharge. That's the cake.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. So, you know, I know what I'm talking about. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever it is, you know, the flip side to what a lot, what, you know, doing those rituals and doing those spells and things like that is we have to realize that we aren't just trying to attract, you know, the man or the woman or keep them with us or make sure they won't cheat on us or anything like that. You have to realize that you're entertaining something far more greater than just the physical
person
you're looking at.
Yeah, than what you're imagining, right.
Exactly.
Like my cousin bought a love potion from off bourbon from one of those places, bought a love potion, and she used it on a guy on a boyfriend here. And when she came home, she lived in Atlanta. She relocated once or so. She lived in Atlanta. She was visiting down here, gave him the potion and his drink or whatever. She got home and her dog was hanging. Like hung, like somebody hung his ass, like, you know. So I don't fuck with them potions and shit like that. They won't ever, like, I would never put like a root or anything on somebody, a love potion, whatever, because like that shit could come back to you 10 times worse than what you ever imagine. Like it's some crazy shit to play with. Like you, when you play with it, you have to be ready for whatever consequences it may hold. It could be somebody close to you dying, anything. It could be something more drastic.
But also you have to warn people too in that, that a lot of people don't tell people. They think they could just go get a root or go get something and they do it and that's just that. No, the key is it works off of your energy, how much energy you put into it, how much you believe into it. You know, will have the results for you that you may want.
Exactly, like you said, Naima, and there's a lot more that you have to do. You don't just take your nasty ass spirit blood and drip it in some in some tomato sauce and think it's gonna be okay. But
Topic into now we're just talking about the art itself. I wanted to talk about the show. And you know, let's talk about the show for a second. I have a question about the show.
Marie Laveau, it was a real person here, and she's really praised here. Like, they have a lot of tours that go around, like, I think her house and stuff like that, or where she was, last place or something like that. She's really, like, iconic here for, like, being the mother of voodoo, basically.
Oh,
so that's Angela Bassett's part?
Yeah. Marie Laveau is very much true, yes. A New Orleans legend.
So are
legend,
they saying in the show, so picking up from the show, are they saying that for some reason Kathy Bates is still alive after all these years? She never grew old.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, I think, I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not true, obviously, but after so many years, she supposedly, I guess whatever potion made it to where she was still alive and suffered all those years, that was the type of Marie Laveau put on her, like, to suffer. I guess that was the whole point of giving her the potion so she could live, you know, for eternal life just in hell in that box, I guess.
But
it looks like Angela Bassett is still alive as well.
Yeah, I believe she's alive.
But did y'all notice something about that? When they raised her out of the grave, you know, and took her out of the coffin, did y'all notice one thing on there that stood out, because it stood out completely to me, which and it clicked in my head, well, this must be what must have kept her alive. And
the ring?
The ring, right. The ring actually glowed like a greenish gold color.
Some type of eternal life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Immortality or something? I don't know.
It clicked to me like, oh, that must have been what kept preserved her. Like that.
Yeah. It might be that or something is keeping, because, you know, you could see Angela Bassett, you know, it's like a war. You know, it's going to be a war between them. So, I get so excited, and I can't
but
wait.
But that's the way to fix a bitch. Like, she kill your man, and you make that bitch suffer. Like, that's the way you fix a bitch. I like that.
Right, because, I mean, fucking Kathy Bates was fierce. The way she killed that man, the way she did it, she mutilated that man, and then I seen that bull's head on his shoulder. I was like, wow.
And
did you see what she did to the other? You saw she did to the other? She was, like, taking her skin off their face. One guy just had basically eyes, and his teeth, his lips were gone. She totally, like, disfigured a lot of those men, slaves.
She a bad bitch. She was a bad bitch.
And then the thing about
Dick,
it is,
you ain't saying too much over there, Dick. You ain't want your.
Hold on. I'm here. I was trying to clear. I'm still dealing with the demons of earlier. So, but yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
But
well,
she told
go ahead.
That she thought that black blood will basically give her some type of eternal youth or something like that. Because you know, anytime you leave dried up blood on you, it hardens. So I don't get like. What was her logic to that? That was stupid to me.
Yeah, it does harden, but maybe she thought the whatever spiritual chemicals or whatever soaked into her skin before it dried up. But,
So what do you think about the young witches, honey? What did you think about Miss Gabby's part?
Oh, she fixed that ass.
She gave me my life. I mean, like,
you suffered.
What stood out the most to me about all of them is that they weren't just normal, pretty little girls. You know, when a lot of these witches now, they're just normal, pretty, cute little cunts. You know, you got the fat bitch, you got the one that looked like she got Down syndrome. I mean, you got the pretty bitch, and then you got the odd bitch. Like, but they're all fierce. And I know together they're going to make a powerhouse couple. Or, they're going to make a powerhouse entity.
Yeah. When Miss Thinks through that motherfucking bus with just her fingers, just flipped that motherfucking bus over, I was like, oh, Miss Thing.
Yes. I thought she was going to set it on fire. I thought she was going to set it on fire for real.
But I gagged
and then the
Miss Thing goes
the
into the hospital.
Dance. I love that.
Yeah, she goes into the hospital and fucks him so he can die. I was like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Here we go.
She had to finish it off for her sister. Like, you know, now that I guess they can call each other sisters, and I felt like she had to do it for her sister's sake. So he won't say anything when he got well. So I think that made sense for her to kill him.
I think they're going to end up turning against that old lady. I can't remember her name. The older witch, the one that sucked the life out of that man.
Yeah, she's powerful, though.
Right, that's why.
Yeah, she's very powerful, though.
She may be.
You thought she threw her ass to the wall.
Yes. It was fair.
Yes.
I'm hungry, boo.
This bitch said, I'm hungry, boo. Yeah.
Who said they hungry?
Me.
Well, don't forget, American Horror Story, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., right before the State of Emergency show. Yeah, I better watch it, honey. It's everything. I don't know if anybody really watches The Walking Dead, but I love The Walking Dead, and it premieres this Sunday. Yeah, I know I have a thing with horror and zombies. So, honey,
I've
if y'all
only caught like, it during marathons and stuff like that, so I don't really know where I am in the whole season-wise. But I did like it. I did like it a lot.
Oh, my God, American Horror Story is everything. I love that fucking show. So that comes on this Sunday.
No, I was talking about Walking Dead. This is my first time watching American Horror Story.
I'm sorry, not American Horror Story. I'm still stuck
on
it, yeah. Yeah, Walking Dead this Sunday at 10 p.m. I love, 9 p.m. I think it is. Walking Dead is everything. What else?
Are you guys going to
don't forget? I was about. Thank you, Shamika, for reading my mind. I was about to fucking say it. Miss Carrie comes out next weekend, honey. Yes. Oh my God,
I'm
look so forward to that part.
I'm going to.
I think I'm going to wait for it to come out so I can get it offline. No shade, because you know the first Carrie was okay. The second Carrie gave ass. The third Carrie gave ass.
No. Yeah. The second and third gave bullshit.
I said the first Carrie.
I feel like it's so powerful. I like it. I like the whole
idea.
They
could
like
be mother
cat.
And daughter in real
like
life. Like,
yeah, I
the
like
first
the
Carrie was. I love the first Carrie. I just really think that you know how sequels and everything goes.
Right.
I just rather
exactly
not
how
pay
I
my
felt
money
about
to see
Phil Magnolias. I hated the remake, but I love the movie.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't
a black people's movie. They fucked that up.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I'm all for
Has anybody ever seen Has anybody ever seen the movie The Joy Luck Club?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. That is my shit.
Okay, what is it about?
It's about Chinese women who are over in Asia, whatever the case it is, and each one of them is different stories. It's like four or five different stories or whatever. Each one of them had to go through something different before they came to America, and their husbands and families, mothers or whatever, they was turning it.
Did y'all have Netflix? Y'all have to watch The Housemaid. I think it was Reading Rainbow, Nisha, something like that, that told me about the movie, and oh my fucking God.
Have y'all gotten to Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, I watched the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched the whole season because I had some shit going on, but I watched the first couple shows. Bitch, it's okay. Like, I'm really feeling
that
show.
Once you get deeper into it to like, almost to the end, that's when you really, like, all the characters come out, and it's really a powerful thing. I love it. I love Crazy Eyes. That's one of my favorite characters. I love her.
Bitch,
I love
when they put that bloody tampon on her McMuffin, bitch, I was like, mm.
Nah, bitch. That's the stuff. I'm going to tear this motherfucking
food.
Marie calendar up, bitch.
Yes. But no, I just want to talk about what we were talking about before with the whole, you know, blood in the fucking potato. I'm sorry.
Oh,
just,
God. I got to eat.
It keeps clicking.
We're not going to keep talking about that now.
I want to key off of something real quick off of Scandal. Bitch, what's the president's wife's name? What's her name again? What's her name? Millie. Bitch, you know the ultimate motherfucking key for me the whole night. The whole entire night, Jasmine, and of that show. That bitch said, okay. You want to play? She said, you want to do it? She said, I will open up our closet and I will take all of our laundry out and let everyone see it. Everyone in the public. I said, oh, bitch. I said, oh, bitch, she wasn't playing, honey. She said, bitch, I will take it out and let everybody see it, honey.
But seriously, Jasmine, are you looking to come to New Orleans anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, but I would love to come one day. I've never been.
It was
you know,
fun. I was on motherfucking Bourbon Street. That motherfucker go hard.
Yeah. But they do have a lot of voodoo shops that you can go into. I remember one time I went, like, for a scavenger hunt in a French Quarter or whatever, like, during high school. And they gave us cameras to use, you know, like, disposable cameras. And I went in there taking pictures. And, you know, it's mostly dark in there. And when I tell you, the lady ran me out screaming, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And I didn't know they had a sign saying, no pictures, please. I fucking thought Marie Laveau was going to come to my motherfucking room and say, bitch, now you tried it, bitch.
I really wanted to sightsee while I was down there, though, was the graveyard. I had to see the graveyard before I left. I had to see that.
Why? Because,
you know, people give that New Orleans is modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's so creepy, and I would love to go. That's the sight to see. I don't want to go when it's busy, like Mardi Gras, and I said
I was there for White Linen Weekend, and one thing I say about New Orleans is that Molly shit. I walked down the street, and this was like 5 a.m. It's still jumping. It was like I walked like past 12 people strung out on Molly, laying on them, crawling up the streets and shit, no clothes on. I mean, they goes ham down that motherfucker.
I just want to go on off season.
You know, unlike other states or other cities, like, you know, New Orleans, well, not as far as Louisiana, but New Orleans, like, we don't close bars at 12 and 1. Like, you can drink and party, you know, about to whatever time they close. So that's the difference. You know, a lot of people do, you know, come out a little later.
Shamika, what is the ballroom scene like in New Orleans?
None involved.
They fight a lot. They fight.
I didn't know it existed.
Basically,
yeah, they fight. I would entertain it because next year I'm actually in the process of saving to like actually come out to LaTeX Bowl next year. But anyways, I won't put a dime towards or anything here because it's not worth it. It's not real, like, you know, big houses and shit like that. And one of my friends who lives in Connecticut, he's a Chanel now, but I grew up with him. and he moved out there. He's Melania Chanel, and yeah. So I want to just come out and see what's going on, but it's not a real ballroom scene because I don't know. It's more of like a dancing thing at the gay clubs we have here, like Fusion and stuff like that. It's more of a shake your ass dance, like you know how we do. It's
that
not really
bounce,
like real. It's not a real ballroom scene. It's just people who come to out for the gay clubs and enjoy themselves. It's not really a ballroom scene.
Right.
It doesn't really.
I heard a lot.
Has anybody been watching Big Frida on Fused? Do y'all all get Fused?
Yeah, it came
on
tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch as soon as I leave. I love Big Frida. What did you say, London?
I said I have to get in. I saw her little documentary. I have to get into the show.
Yeah,
I love Frida. Shamika, did you know Messy Maya? Or have you ever seen him when he's alive?
Yeah, I knew him. Yeah.
I live for him.
We used to get on the phone, and when I say you tagged down, it was just so fun. We used to have fun.
Yeah, he did, London. He got murdered as well.
Because I remember one time I got on the phone with him. I was like, you Richard Simmons-looking bitch, and he called me a barbecue cockroach or some shit. That shit was so fun.
Yeah, he will read. Anyway, I was watching the video earlier. I was watching the video earlier where he was in the mall just reading people.
And then one thing about him, he was very open about his sexuality. Like, he was bisexual.
But he still pulled bitches like shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it wasn't a problem. Did you see him grab his piece in one of those videos? Fucking huge. Naima, he would give you a run for your motherfucking money. Who? Messy my ass piece.
Yeah.
No problem.
He had a piece.
Yeah, piece, yes. And he was gorgeous. Like, you know, like growing up as a pretty boy. So, you know, it was like, he could get girls and boys, so fuck, they didn't care.
So when
he always wore some different color hair, bitch. I love him now.
Beautiful hair. You know he's one of we call him Ponce en Blanc, the Creoles. He's one of the, like, to be honest, his family used to like own a big part of the Seven Ward of New Orleans. Like his grandfather, Pampy, and stuff like that, they were predominant Creoles in New Orleans or whatever. His mama had got killed in front of him when he was younger, so it was like they took on the world to take care of him and stuff like that. But he decided to do his own thing. You know, when he first started doing his videos, he was working at the airport but got fired for fucking with the people. You know, his family used to get him good jobs and stuff like that, but it was always him wanting to be himself what got him in trouble, and after a while was started making him money until he died.
So what happened to
him?
He got murdered.
This is how he got murdered. Okay, it was the day of his baby shower with his baby's mother. They went to the baby shower. They had a DJ. What we call a DJ is when a DJ play bounce music and we dance all out in the street. You get a permit, you know, to have a big party outside. We call it a DJ. You be like, you going to the DJ? You know, that's how it is. So they had a DJ. He went to it, and supposedly him and this guy got into it. But what we're thinking is it's a guy who he probably used to fuck with because the guy let he supposedly said something to him, and he lashed out so much, he pulled out the gun, and he shot him. And they had pictures of Messy Maya dead on the ground. I got so many pictures of him dead on the ground. Nobody helped him.
It wasn't a big crowd.
But, you know, I'm in school, so they tell you in psychology, the more people around, the less likely you are to get help. And that's true. So the people stood over him taking pictures, and he was dying. It wasn't a fatal wound, so you know it took him a while to die or whatever, so people took pictures of him dying on the ground. It just was horrible.
Nobody helped
him.
And how old was he? 20 something, I would say. He's probably about 24, 23.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
I mean, and just like Magnolia Shorty was another prominent New Orleans bounce singer, and
yeah,
he got murdered,
yeah,
but nobody knows who did that.
Oh,
all right, hold on a second, y'all. We got to wrap it up because we got 5 minutes and the show is going to cut us off. I want to get ready. You know, we only got Shamika, Naima, and Calvin left, and London, I'm sorry, left. Everybody else is gone. So go ahead, you guys, say goodnight so I can make my closing statements real quick.
Well, good night, everybody. I will see y'all next week.
Thank you, Naima. You got a show tomorrow?
Oh yeah, we have a show tomorrow. We'll be talking about people think that AIDS isn't real. psychologically, and then, of course, we'll be talking about religion, of course, you know, coming out, people gay in religion, the different pastors who are gay to pray on the week and everything, and religious organizations tomorrow. So tune in, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you, Naima. Shamika?
I just want to say everybody good night, and I'll see y'all next week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Thank you, Shamika, darling. I live for Shamika. I really live for Shamika. Calvin?
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Thanks again for having me, Jasmine. Hopefully I get to see y'all next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Well, I'm listening Monday, mostly Tuesday and Wednesday. But good night, everybody.
Thank you, Calvin. London?
99, my lovelies. Thank you for letting me tune in. CEO, see you guys Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Have fun in D.C., Miss London Girl.
Thank you.
Shout out to everyone that's going to D.C. this weekend. Be safe. Leave all the violence at home. We'll be back next Monday for the weekend recap about all the festivities that take place in D.C. We'll be back Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesdays and Wednesday for the State of Emergency show. I want to thank everyone and our special guest, T.S. Madison, for being on the show tonight, and everyone that tuned in and listened, and everyone that was respectful. Everyone have a safe weekend, and I will speak to you soon. Shout out to my sister, Kelly. Love you. Bye-bye.